time to head back to the field for the second half of our baseball doubleheader. Once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
All right, back at Duncan Field, Northwestern and Hastings College getting ready to go for game number two here today. Northwestern taking the first game by a score of 10-2 over Hastings. Northwestern had 10 runs, 10 base hits, one error, had 9 men left on base. Hastings never in this, baby. They had 2 runs, 6 hits. They commit one error. They leave 9 men on the base pads. Colton Williams, the losing pitcher for Hastings in game number one. He was 1-4 now in the season. Winning pitcher for Northwestern was Ryan Brasser. He goes 6 innings. He's now 4-1 on the season. So Northwestern and Hastings getting ready to go here in game number two. Northwestern now 15-12 in the season. 1-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings 9-20. They are 2-1 in the conference as we get sent for the nightcap of our twin bill here today. Starting lineups are brought to you by CPI Mr. Tire. Now with 15 locations in central Nebraska, including Hastings, Juniata, Trumbull, Kennesaw, and Giltner. For Hastings, they'll go basically the same way as we went in the first game. Mack Land out in right field. He'll lead things off in the batting order. Decker Brown bats second out in left field. Mike Tomlin third out in center fielder. John Rivera will be in the cleanup's position. He'll be at first base here in this ball game. Daniel Nealon will be at second base. He'll bat fifth. Jake Steets will be at third base. He'll bat sixth. Connor Thomas will be the DH here in this one. He'll bat seventh. Gabe Salas will be your shortstop. He'll bat eighth. Then we'll see the catcher, Brett Madison. And the pitcher today for Hastings will be John LeMaster. For Northwestern, they'll go with Stephen England, the center fielder. He'll bat first. Matt Niegard will be the second baseman. He'll bat second. Cody Grosskreutz will be the DH. He'll bat third. Then we'll see Noah Bowman, the right fielder. Mike Zollner, the first baseman. He'll bat fifth. Mitch Pashon will be your third baseman. He'll bat sixth. Then we'll see Corey Van Gorp. He'll be the shortstop here in game number two. He'll bat seventh. Ty Bouchard will be your catcher. He'll bat eighth. Then we'll see Nico Milanis, the left fielder, the pitcher today for Northwestern in game number two is going to be Taylor Morris. Starting lineups are brought to you by CPI Mr. Tire, now with 15 locations in central Nebraska, including Hastings, Minden, Red Cloud, Sutton, and Lawrence. Cooperative Producers Incorporated and Mr. Tire proudly supporting Hastings College Baseball. Now the Broncos hoping for a split here with the Red Raiders of Northwestern. It's going to be John LeMaster coming out to try to save the day, so to speak, for the Broncos. LeMaster making his 7th appearance of the season. He is 1-2 on the year. He's thrown 20 2/3 innings, giving up 20 hits, 22 runs, 13 of those earned, 12 base on balls, 16 strikeouts. His ERA is sitting at 5.66. Teams are batting .253 against him. So John LeMaster comes out here for Hastings to throw game number two of our doubleheader. Hastings College softball team, by the way, lost their opener today as well. They lost to the Dort Defenders out at the Smith Softball Complex. They score 1-0 in that ball game. The Nebraska baseball team, it's not been their day either. Huskers have got 4 errors in the ball game, and they are trailing Northwestern in Evanston, Illinois. The score is 6-1. They're in the bottom half of the 6th inning. So we are set to go here for game number two today between Northwestern and Hastings. And it's going to be Northwestern to the plate first. And right off of the bat, John LeMaster throws a strike there on the outside corner. So nothing and one to the leadoff hitter here for Northwestern, Stephen England. He's a center fielder here for the Red Raiders in this ball game. Knee guard follows him, and then Grosskreutz. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, 1-1 the count. England in the first ball game had a walk, hit into a double play, flew out to right field, had a walk, and was hit by a pitch. As Northwestern beat Hastings by the score of 10-2. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. 1-2. So John LeMaster off and rolling here. He's got right-handed thrower here on the mound for the Broncos. Here comes the next pitch to Stephen England. That swung out and missed, and he strikes him out. So Stephen England goes down on 4 pitches. England strikeout victim number one for John LeMaster. And Matt Niegard comes up there next. Niegard is at second base. He singled in the first ball game. In fact, he was 4 for 4 in that first ball game. 4 singles, walked once, drove in a run, and also scored twice. Now the number 2 position for the Red Raiders. Northwestern, a team that scored just 2 runs in 2 games yesterday against Doan, being beaten by the Tigers 2-1 and 5-1. And here today against Hastings in the first ball game, they explode for 10 runs. Hastings had problems with their pitching staff today. They threw 7 guys in game number 1 today. Needgard is ahead on the count here at 2 balls and no strikes. Madison behind the plate again for Hastings here in game number 2. There's a strike thrown in there by LeMaster. Now the count is sitting at 2 balls and 1 strike. Grosskreutz would be next, and then Noah Bowman if Northwestern can get a base runner here in inning number 1. Next pitch is going to be fouled away, back out of play on the third base side, and the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Northwestern jumped on Hastings in the first inning of game number 1. They scored 3 runs. Hastings came back with a run in the bottom half of the first inning, but then Northwestern plays 2 in the third. They got 1 in the 6th, and they get 4 more in the 7th inning. They go on to beat Hastings in the first game, 10-2. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. And now the count is even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bronco baseball for you this afternoon. We're at Duncan Field. This is the second conference series of the season. Boy, Hastings will be back at home again next Thursday. There's the ball hit over the shortstop's head. Gabe Salas watches that one going to the left field. It's picked up there by Decker Brown, returned back to the infield. And Northwestern gets their first hit of the ball game. So Niegaard, he's having quite a ball game here today for Northwestern. He came in with a .292 batting average. He's got 5 base hits now in the 2 ball games here against Hastings. And Cody Grosskreutz comes to the plate next. He's the DH. Grosskreutz was the shortstop in game number 1. Reached on an error, had a double, flew out to left field, hit into a double play, and he had a walk in game number 1. He bats from the left-hand side. Pitch comes inside of him from John LeMaster for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. So Cody Grosskreutz to the plate now for Northwestern. Sophomore out of Apple Valley, Minnesota. Niegaard takes his lead down there at first base. Here comes the pitch by LeMaster. It's going to be outside, down low for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes. John Rivera is now at first base for Hastings. That's normally a spot occupied by LeMaster, but he's on the mound today. John will take the duties over there at first base. Daniel Nealon at second for Hastings. Salas is at shortstop, and Steets is over there at third base. There's a throw over to John Rivera at first. Not in time. Diving back in there was Niegaard. Out of the outfield for the Broncos today, Decker Brown out in left, Tomlin in center. Mack Land out in right field. And Madison behind the plate here for the Broncos. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And it's now 3 balls and no strikes. So 3-0 the count here to Cody Grosskreutz, with Bowman anxiously waiting in the on-deck circle here. LeMaster working from the stretch. Offers one to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. 4 straight pitches there as Grosskreutz heads down to first base. First walk of the ball game now for LeMaster. So he's got a strikeout and a walk here. Getting up a base hit here in the first inning. Runners are on at first and second base. Noah Bowman comes to the plate next. He's the right fielder. Bowman in the first game struck out, walked, popped one back to the catcher, walked again, and flew out to center field to end the ball game. So Bowman comes up. He had start of the day with a batting average of .290. Lays a butt down in front of the plate. Fielded there by Hermanson. Throws it down to first base. That's going to be in time, and the sacrifice works as he moves the base runners along to second and third base. 19, so Hermanson fires it down to first base. Get the out down there. That's the second out of the inning. Now Mike Zoeller comes to the plate next, but now Northwestern has got the first run of the ball game down there 90 feet away at third base in the form of Niegaard. Zoeller comes to the plate next. There's Zoeller, Mike Zoeller, the first baseman. He bats from the left side as well. There's a swing and a miss. Nothing and one to Mike Zoeller. Zoeller had a 2-run double in the first inning of the last ball game, then hit into a double play, flew out to shortstop, and he laid down a sacrifice in the 7th. He's up there now with 2 men out here in this inning. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. And it's now 1 ball and 1 strike. Hastings back at home on Thursday against Midland. Doubleheader gets underway at 4:30. We'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHIS, 4:15 for the pregame show. And Hastings playing on the road on Friday. They'll be in Lincoln to take on Nebraska Wesley, and that doubleheader gets underway at 1. So the count here is a 1-1 to Mike Zollner, the first baseman. Here's the next pitch by LeMaster. It's going to be inside for a ball, and it's now 2-1. 2-1 now to Mike Zollner. He started the day with a batting average of .365. In fact, one of the leading hitters on the ball club. He is third in that category for the Red Raiders. Here's a pitch down low. The ball gets away from Madison to the right side, but the runners stay put at second and third base. And the count now to Mike Zollner is going to be 3-1. Hastings used 7 pitchers in game number 1. Last thing we need is John LeMaster to run into trouble here early in this ball game. He's got runners at second and third base right now with 2 men out. They counted 3-1 here to Mike Zollner, the number 5 hitter in the batting order. And he throws a pitch down low for a ball, and now Northwestern has loaded up the bases. So the second walk given up by LeMaster here in this first inning. And now Mitch Bashan comes to the plate next. He is the third baseman. Bashan was the DH in game number 1, where he struck out once, had an RBI single in the third inning, rounded back to the pitcher, and he had an RBI double in the 7th, scored a run. So Mitch Bashan comes up there now with a chance to do some damage here in the first inning. Hastings has played from behind the entire day so far. Never did have the lead in game number 1. Here's a bouncing ball to the left side, picked up there by Steets. He goes to second base. That's in time to get the force out there, and the inning is over. So that was a close play down there at second base. Sliding in there was a Zollner, but they get the force out down there. And Hastings gets out of the inning with no damage done here. As they go to second base and catches the force out there on Mike Zollner. So the inning is over. No runs for Northwestern in the first inning. No runs on a base hit. No errors on Hastings, and 3 men left on base. The score after a half an inning, Northwestern 0, Hastings coming to bat.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at Duncan. Hastings comes to bat here in the bottom half of the first inning. Taylor Morris is going to be the pitcher for Northwestern today. Morris is a junior from Ringsted, Iowa. Checking his numbers, his ERA is sitting at 2.53. He has 2 wins and 2 losses on the season. He's thrown 21 in the third innings, giving up 13 hits, 8 runs. 6 of those have been earned. 11 base on balls, 18 strikeouts. Team's batting just .191 against him. So Hastings will have a tough cookie here in this second ball game. Team's batting just .191 against them. We'll see what the Broncos can get done here. Mack Lamb, Decker Brown, Mike Tomlin coming up here to face Morris for the first time. Their pitch is going to be down low. Looks like a hard thrower here as Taylor Morris delivers a couple of pitches outside the strike zone. 2 balls and no strikes here on Mack Lamb, the right fielder for Hastings. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. So 2-1 the count. Mack Lamb in the first ball game started things off well for us. Had a double. Came around to score later on in the inning. But then went hitless the rest of the way. He fouls away this next pitch out of play. And the count is now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. After that double in the first inning, Land grounded out. He flew out to center, and he flew out to left field. No score between Hastings and Northwestern here in game number two. Here comes the next pitch by Morris. Breaking pitch that stays outside for a ball. It is now full of 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3-2 to count to Mackland. He started the day with a batting average of .217. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball, and he wants him. So right out of the gate, Hastings gets a base runner here in this first inning. And now Decker Brown comes up there next. Decker Brown, the senior out of Pine, Colorado. 5'9", 160-pounder. Decker in the first ball game flew out to first base. He grounded out, reached on a walk, and grounded out again. So he's officially 0-3 in game number one. Taking a lead down there at first base is going to be Land. Mike Zollner holds him on. There's a bunt laid down here. Morris grabs the ball. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time, but the sacrifice works. So the sacrifice there, heading down to second base on the play, is going to be Mack Land. Decker Brown retired from pitcher to first. And Mike Tomlin comes up there next. Tomlin yesterday in the doubleheader against Dort was 3 out of 7. Had a double and a triple in that ball game yesterday. Tomlin today, not as lucky as he was. He's a strikeout victim, grounded out once, and he flew out once. He was 0-3 in game number one. Hastings has a base runner in scoring position down there at second base. That is Mack Land. Now Taylor Morris steps off with the rubber a little bit. Tomlin resets here in the left-hand batter's box, and we're set to go. One man out now for Hastings here in the bottom half of the first inning. Taylor Morris working from the stretch with a runner on at second. Throws one to the plate. Fastball, it's in there for a strike. Nothing at one to Mike Tomlin. Other games going on in the conference today. Northwestern here against Hastings. And we got Briarcliff at Concordia, Morningside at Midland, Dort against Doan in Crete, and Dakota Wesleyan is playing at Nebraska Wesleyan. Softball earlier today, Dort knocked off Hastings by a score of 1-0. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. So they're playing the second half of the doubleheader out of the Smith Softball Complex. Hastings College Relays, or Hastings College Invitational Track Meet going on up at the track today. And also the women's and men's tennis teams in action. They're playing in Lincoln today against Nebraska Wesleyan. So all the teams in action today for the Broncos. Here's the next pitch thrown there by Taylor Morris. It just misses. And the count goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes. So 1-2 the count now to Mike Tomlin. We've got John Rivera coming up next, then Daniel Nealon. Hastings played with the lead the entire day yesterday. Was not as fortunate in game number one in dropping the opener here this afternoon at Northwestern by the score of 10-2. They've got a man on in scoring position now down there at second base. A timeout is called here, and now Tomlin is set to go as Morris looks in for the sign from his catcher here in game number two, Ty Bouchard. Morris looking at the runner at second base, some off-speed stuff way up high. And the count now is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mike Tomlin. Center fielder Steve England playing a couple of steps to his right out there as he gazes in here for the Northwestern defense. Wind blowing to the left field corner here today with temps in the 80s. Very enjoyable day at Duncan. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. It's now 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3-2 the count here to the number 3 guy in the batting order for Hastings, Mike Tomlin. First ball game took a while to play. Hastings had a tough time finding the strike zone. 7 pitchers used by Jim Bovey in game number one. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be fouled away. And the count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings now coming in here with a mark of 9-20. That's their record. Did not have as good a non-conference season as Jim Bovey would hope. Came back with 2 wins yesterday, but did not have the same punch in the ball game earlier today. They're 2-1 in the conference. Here's the next pitch. It'll be fouled back to the screen. Count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Northwestern 15-12 now. They're 1-2 in the conference. They dropped a couple of ball games to Doan yesterday. Doan and Northwestern considered to be the teams to beat in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this year. You can throw in Morningside. Hastings expected to be one of the top teams as well. Broncos qualifying for the national tournament last year. won the regular season championship a year ago in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. So after battling Mike Tomlin, Taylor Morris loses him to a walk. So a couple of walks given up by Taylor Morris here in this first inning. Hastings has got base runners now at first and second base. And now Ty Bouchard, the catcher for Northwestern, will go out and have a couple of words with Taylor Morris on the mound. Hastings in their white uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Northwestern has got their gray baseball pants on with their black tops, trimmed and lettered in the red. Team comes in here out of Orange City, Iowa. So John Rivera comes up there next. He's the first baseman here in game number two. He was the DH in game number one. Rivera had a run-scoring double in the first inning of play. The drive home, Mack Land for the first run of the ball game. He sends the first pitch out here to right field. Bowman goes out there, and he makes the catch. Noah Bowman, the right fielder, comes in and makes the catch as Matt Niegard was right in front of him, the second baseman. But it's Bowman who makes the catch out there in right field. That's the second out. So John Rivera, a brief plate appearance there. One pitch, one out. Now Daniel Nealon comes up there. There's two men out for Hastings here in the inning. Nealon's playing at second base here in game number two. Nealon grounded out. He walked once, grounded out again. So he was 0 for 2 in game number one. Nealon started the day with a batting average of 241. So Dan Nealon up there for the first time to face Taylor Morris. Nealon yesterday, one out of four from the plate, scored a couple of runs though. One RBI, a couple of walks, and he struck out once in a doubleheader against the Dort defenders. There's a breaking pitch by Taylor Morris that's going to be in there for a strike out of the outside corner. Nothing and one now to Dan Nealon. Jake Steets is on deck. Connor Thomas in the hole. Connor going to be the DH for Hastings here in game number two today. Taylor Morris again looking in for the sign from his catcher, Ty Bouchard. With that runner on at second base, here comes the pitch. A breaking pitch that stays inside for a ball. That's now one ball and one strike. Morris out of the gate throwing a lot of heat, throwing a lot of breaking pitches here recently. He's got a count of one ball and one strike down to Daniel Nealon. Nealon, a right-handed hitter in the box here, senior out of Arvada, Colorado. 6 foot, 175 pounder. He takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. And the count now is at one ball and two strikes. Hastings in the first game had six hits. That is it. Six hits in the ball game. In game number one, they dropped it to Northwestern by the score of 10-2. Hastings got out hitting that ball game 10-6 by Northwestern. One ball and two strikes now to Daniel Nealon. Here comes the next pitch. It'll be fouled back to the screen. Count remains at one ball and two strikes. So one and two the count here to Daniel Nealon as Taylor Morris takes a little stroll around the mound. Now he's set to go as he looks in for the sign again from Ty Bouchard. Hastings with base runners on at first and second. Tomlin on at first. Mack Land is on at second base. They got there via the walk. And now backing out of the batter's box again is going to be Nealon. He re-enters, and now we're set to go here. So Taylor Morris is going to throw one into the plate. That's a little check swing foul. The ball goes trickling over here to the first base side. That's the dugout occupied by Northwestern this afternoon. Hastings in their traditional third base dugout today. Count remains at one ball and two strikes. Northwestern and Hastings still scoreless here in the first inning. Taylor Morris trying to find a pitch to get Daniel Nealon out of there. The count is at 1-2. Here it comes. A swing and a miss. Goes after an outside pitch there, and he strikes out. So Morris gives up a couple of walks. Hastings gets some base runners, but Daniel Nealon strikes out. First strike out of the ball game for Taylor Morris, and the inning is over. Hastings scores no runs on no hits. No errors, two men left on base to score after one. Northwestern nothing, Hastings nothing.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create, sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
All better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, Hastings College and Northwestern, game number two here today. Baseball scores in from the GPAC today. Briar Cliff has beaten Concordia in the first game of their doubleheader. The score was 4-3 today. So Briar Cliff opens up their conference season with a 4-3 win. We had Dakota Wesleyan beating Nebraska Wesleyan today by a score of 7-5 in Lincoln. Northwestern picks up the win over Hastings here in the first ball game by a score of 10-2. Softball action, we see Nebraska Wesleyan has beaten Briar Cliff 8-3. In five innings, it was Jamestown College over Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 8-0. And Morningside over Bellevue 1-0. That in softball today. In men's tennis, it was Hastings beating Nebraska Wesleyan 7-2. In women's tennis, it was Nebraska Wesleyan over Hastings by the score of 8-1. Hastings College softball team losing to Dort 1-0 in the first half of their doubleheader. So we're in inning number two here today. Northwestern and Hastings in baseball. Northwestern up to the plate here. Corey Van Gorp comes to the plate. This is his first plate appearance. He did not play in game number one. He's a shortstop here in game two. Van Gorp comes in with a... We'll check his batting average. As he sends that one right to the shortstop. Grabbed there in the air by Gabe Salas. So Van Gorp lines out to Gabe Salas at the shortstop. So a brief plate appearance there by Van Gorp. He came in with a .214 batting average. Just dropped a notch or two there with a line out to the shortstop in Gabe Salas. Now Ty Bouchard comes to the plate next. He's the catcher. He did not play in game number one either. And Bouchard will take a strike here. Nothing and one to Ty. Pitcher for Hastings is John LeMaster. Gave up one hit. Had a couple of walks in game. Well, actually in the inning number one. But Hastings got out of the inning with no damage done. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. One ball and one strike. So Ty Bouchard up there now for Northwestern. He's got a .219 batting average. He fouls away the next pitch. Into the seats here. One ball and two strikes. Bouchard has got seven base hits and 32 trips to the plate this year. Scored a run. He's got three doubles. No home runs. Three RBIs. Bouchard stands in there from the right-hand side. As John LeMaster will go to work here. One ball and two strikes is the count. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. Madison having a problem locating the ball. Now he gets a new ball from the home plate umpire. They count two balls and two strikes. Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're in the top half of the second inning, no score. There's a bouncing ball toward third. Steets has got it. Takes time. Gets it over to first baseman John Rivera to record the out. So Ty Bouchard is thrown out on the play from third to first. 5-3 officially, and Mike Milanis comes to the plate next. Or rather, Nico Milanis comes to the plate next. He's the left fielder. Nico in the first ball game struck out once, had a single, was hit by a pitch, and he walked once. Officially 1-for-2 in game number one. Started the day with a batting average of .238. Batting in the number nine position here in game number two. Nico Malonis here for Northwestern. Here's the next pitch by John LeMaster. It's going to be outside the strike zone. Two balls and no strikes now. Northwestern batting here in the top half of the second inning. Nobody on the base pads right now for the Red Raiders. Next pitch is going to be inside. Malonis wanted to pull the trigger and did not. He is ahead on the count now at three balls and no strikes. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike, taking it all the way. Three balls and one strike. The attendance today at the Nebraska baseball game, 308. They're watching Northwestern beat the Huskers. The last report, it was 6-1. There's a ball hit back. LeMaster can't grab it. Nealon comes in it from second base. He can throw it to first. It's not going to be in time. The ball gets away from John Rivera. And everybody's going to be safe here. Hard hit ball there right back past the pitcher. LeMaster, he tried to snag it, but it goes sizzling right on by his glove there. Daniel Nealon at second base tried to grab it then. Got it over to first base, but not in time. So that's going to be a base hit there by Malonis. That brings the top of the order back up there in Stephen England. England, he struck out his first time up there to begin the ball game for Northwestern. As John LeMaster will go back to work on him, he throws a pitch that's going to be up high for a ball. So one ball and no strikes. Northwestern has a base runner. They loaded up the bases in inning number one but did not score. We're still scoreless here in the top half of the second. There goes the runner. The pitch is down low. The throw down there from catcher for Hastings. Hermanison is going to be in time. They catch him down there. So Hermanison throws out the runner down there at second base, attempting to steal. So Hastings gets out of the inning here. Northwestern scores no runs on one base hit, no errors, and nobody left on the base pads. We head to the bottom of the second with a score. Hastings nothing and Northwestern nothing.
Backhand shot, score!
Here's the puck down low, in front, shot, score!
5 games to go, and 4 of them are on the road. The Tri-City Storm's playoff fate still hanging in the balance, and the schedule does them no favors. Tonight, it's a 6:45 free game at Sioux Falls to halt a stampede that could run them out of time. Then, next Friday, Lincoln is in town. From here on out, all the Storm action is on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Northwestern now leading Nebraska 8-1. They are in the eighth inning of play, 8-1 to score. Attendance today in Evansville, 308. That's a stadium that holds 600 people. No lights in Evansville as the Huskers and Northwestern go at it. So Northwestern with a lead there, 8-1. No score here between Hastings and Northwestern in game number 2 of this doubleheader. Hastings up the bat here in the bottom half of the second inning. Jake Steets will lead things off for Hastings. Then we'll see Connor Thomas and Gabe Salas here in the second inning of play. Brent Hermanison would come to the plate next if Hastings gets somebody on the base pads here. Broncos got some runners on at first and second base in the first inning but could not score. Rivera flew out to right field and Daniel Nealon struck out to end the inning. Taylor Morris, your pitcher here for Northwestern. He throws a strike there on the inside corner. And the count on Jake Steets is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steets started the day with a batting average of .280. Had a double, had a walk, and had a single in the first ball game. He was 2-for-3, scored a run. Here comes the next pitch to him. He's going to be fouled away on the first base side. Count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steets yesterday in doubleheader against Dort. He was 2-for-5. He had a walk in the ball game yesterday. Steets playing at third base here today for Hastings College. Freshman from Cherry Hills Village, Colorado. There's a ground ball to the shortstop. Gets it over the first base in time.
Number 9.
Grosskreutz gets it over to Zollner to record the out. And Jake Steets is retired in the play from short to first. Broncos still looking for their first base hit of the ball game. Connor Thomas comes up there next. Connor did not have a plate appearance in game number one. Connor comes in here with a batting average of .255. He's got 13 base hits and 51 trips to the plate. He has scored 10 runs. No doubles. He's got a couple of triples this year. No home runs. Driven home 7 runs. So Connor Thomas up there now. He's batting in the number 7 position. He's the DH here in this ball game today. And he takes a strike here, and the count goes to 1-1. Connor Thomas, a sophomore out of Millard North. 5'7", 175-pounder. Here comes the next pitch by Taylor Morse. That's a little check swing there, but he did not go around. Now the appeal down to the base umpire. He says, yeah. They ring him up here for a strike. So 1-2 now to Connor Thomas. As the Thomas Taylor Morris throws another one into the plate, it's going to be outside for a ball. Now we're even up at 2-2. So Connor Thomas has worked the count even now. He has struck out 15 times so far this year, and he has walked 7. Takes a whack at that one, an outside pitch, and a swing and a miss. He goes fishing there and comes up empty. Connor Thomas strikes out. That's the second strikeout of the ball game for Taylor Morris. Gabe Salas comes up there next. Gabe Salas, a shortstop for the Broncos. .205 was his batting average coming in here. Reached out an error, grounded out, and was hit by a pitch in game number one. So it was 0-2 officially. Here comes a pitch by Morris. That's going to be down low for a ball. 1-0. Northwestern leading Nebraska 8-1 as that ball game continues. Huskers winning yesterday. The rubber match can be played tomorrow afternoon. We've got the action on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. There's a strike delivered there. Some off-speed stuff to Gabe Salas. And the count, 1-1. Got USHL hockey coming up tonight on Classic. It's 98.9 KKPR. As the next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. Tri-City Storm is on the road tonight playing in Sioux Falls. 6:45 for the pregame show, 7:05 for the faceoff tonight. The Tri-City Storm on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR. Next pitch going to be down low for a ball. And the count down to Gabe Salas is going to be sitting at 3-1. So 3-1 the count to Salas, the junior out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone, and there's another walk given up there by Taylor Morse. So Salas now on the base pads here. That's the third walk of the ball game given up by Morris in the second inning. Hermanison comes to the plate next. Brent Hermanison, the catcher. .211 is his batting average. He struck out a couple of times in the first ball game, and he flew out to second base. So Hermanison was 0-3 in game number one. Salas is now down there at first base. There's a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. Hermanison yesterday, 1 out of 6 for the plate in the ball games against Dort. Scored a run, had 3 RBIs though. Stands with a club in hand in the right-hand batter's box. Hermanison had a 2-run double yesterday in the second ball game. He takes a strike here and he's behind on the count of 2-2. Batting in the number 9 position here for Hastings College. Mac Land is due up next. Staying in the on-deck circle here, hoping to get a chance. 2 men out in inning number 2. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low. And Bouchard stops that one from coming back to the screen. Staying put at first base is Gabe Salas for Hastings. Salas stealing bases this year, 1 out of 2 on the season. He's got an average lead over there right now. Mike Zollner will hold him on, the first baseman for Northwestern. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be tapped foul. First base side right in front of the Northwestern dugout. So the count remains at 1-2. Bronco baseball here this afternoon from 1230 KHAS. Game number 2 of our doubleheader. Northwestern winning the first game by a score of 10-2. 1-2 the count here on Brent or Madison. Next pitch way upstairs. And the count is now even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack Land and Decker Brown and Mike Tomlin. We'll see the top of the order if Brent can keep things rolling along here for Hastings in the second. Broncos looking for their first lead of the ball game, their first lead of the series. Next pitch is going to be inside, and the throw down to second base is not going to be in time. A stolen base there by Gabe Salas. So the pitch was inside. Ty Bouchard grabs the ball and throws it down to second base. A head-first slide down there by Gabe Salas at second. So Hastings now with a base runner on in scoring position with two men out. The count here at the plate is at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Just looking for a timely hit to get a run home. It was tough to come by there in game number one. Here comes the next pitch from Taylor Morris. It's going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. So now Hastings with base runners on at first and second base. That's 4 walks in the ball game now by Taylor Morris. And now we're going to have a courtesy runner coming out here. Running now for Hastings will be Trenton Neal. Trenton Neal is going to come out. He's a sophomore out of Ogallala. So Trenton Neal comes out and runs at first base now. A couple of brothers on this team, Trenton and Trevor. We saw Trevor, the pitcher, in that first ball game today. Now Trenton comes out as a courtesy runner for Hastings at first base. Here comes the pitch to the plate now. It's going to be in there for a strike on Mack Land on the outside corner. Nothing and one. No balls, 1 strike to Land. He walked his first time up there. Hastings batting in the bottom of the second. This one's scheduled for 7 here this afternoon at Duncan. Next pitch is going to be swung on and missed. It's the 1 ball and 1 strike. Just joining us, temp is in the 80s here today. Mostly clear skies. Winds blowing to the left field corner. Blowing out of the southwest at 15 to 20 miles per hour today. Very enjoyable day for college baseball action. Now a timeout is called here by Land, as Morris was taking too long, and the pitcher stands up there looking in for the sign. So Lamb backs out of the batter's box here. Now he's set to go as he digs back in from the right-hand side. Hastings with base runners on at first and second base. Next pitch by Morris is swung on and missed. Came with some heat there, and the inning is over. So Morris rears back and throws a little heat there to the plate. Mack Land can't come around with it, and he strikes out. Strikeout number 3 in the ball game for Taylor Morris. So again, Hastings leaves runners stranded on the base pads. Hastings scores no runs here in the second inning. No runs on no hits. No errors and 2 men left on the base pads. We played 2 here at Duncan. The score, Hastings nothing and Northwestern nothing.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Well, they're finished in Evanston, Illinois here today as Northwestern beat Nebraska. Final score of 8-4. So the rubber game in that series is going to be at 1:05 tomorrow. Pre-game show will be at 12:30 on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. So Northwestern picks up the win over Nebraska today, 8-4 after the Huskers won last night. No score here between Hastings College and Northwestern. Northwestern will come to bat now here in the top half of the third inning. John LeMaster comes back out here for the Broncos. So far, Northwestern with no runs and a couple of base hits. Steven England is the first guy to come to the plate here. He takes a whack at this first one. It's going to be swung out and missed. Nothing and one here to Steven England. LeMaster working quickly sends that one to center field. Nearly took off LeMaster's head. A single there to center field by Steven England. So that's the third base hit of the ball game here for Northwestern. They've had base runners in each inning so far. They hit their leadoff man on here again here in the third. Mac Niegaard coming to the plate next. Niegaard had a single his first time up there. Worked his way around to third base but did not score. So Northwestern now with three base hits. Down here at first base is England. John Rivera will hold him on. There's a throw over there, and it's not going to be in time. England dives back in there. Hastings defensively with Steets over there at third base, and Gabe Salas at shortstop. Nealon is at second base, and John Rivera is at first base. Brown out in left. Tomlin in center. Land out in right field. There's a bunt laid down. Rivera grabs it, goes to first base. That's going to be in time. That is just in time. Covering the back there was Daniel Nealon, the second baseman, so the sacrifice works. They move a base runner around to second base now as Matt Niegaard is retired in the play. That's going to bring up Cody Grosskreutz next. He walked his first time up there in inning number one. So now Northwestern has got a base runner on at second base here in the third inning of play. John LeMaster working from the stretch. Hermanison will give him a sign behind the plate here. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. Nothing and one to Cody Grosskreutz. He started the day with a batting average of .397 for Northwestern. Had a base hit and five trips to the plate in game number one. Also had a walk. Scored a couple of runs in the ball game for the Red Raiders. There's a quick throw to second base. That's not in time. That time it was Daniel Nealon, the second baseman, covering the bag there for Hastings College. He goes back to his position here. The count of the plate is at no balls and one strike. Bronco baseball for you this afternoon from Duncan. We're in the third inning of game number two today. And here comes the next pitch from John LeMaster. It's on the way. Hit right back off the glove of LeMaster. It's running loose in the infield. It's picked up by Nealon, and he can't make the throw at first base. LeMaster knocks it down, but Nealon, the second baseman, came in. And by the time he was able to get the ball under control, it was a Grosskreutz already across the bag at first base. So another infield single there for Northwestern. And now the Red Raiders have runners on at first and third base. So four base hits now for Northwestern here in the first three innings. And Noah Bowman comes out now, the right fielder. He'll bat in this number four position. Bowman with a .290 batting average coming into the ball game here today. He will take a pitch upstairs for a ball here, one ball and no strikes. Bowman in that first ball game struck out, walked, fouled back to the catcher, walked again, and flew out to center field. One ball and no strikes to Noah Bowman. Northwestern with runners on at first and second. Again, a ball hit towards second. Nealon goes over, touches the bag at second over to first base. It's in time, a double play. Hastings gets out of the inning with another double play. For the most part, the defense has been pretty solid here in this weekend series. They had a couple of plays. In fact, three double plays last night in the ball games against Dort. Hastings turning some double plays in that first ball game as well. They had two against Northwestern, and they get one here in the bottom half or the top half of the third inning to end the inning. So Northwestern threatens. They come up with nothing. They score no runs on two base hits, no errors on Hastings, and nobody left on base. We head to the bottom half of the third inning. The score, Northwestern nothing, Hastings nothing.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco Baseball today on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the third inning. Taylor Moore is still out there for Northwestern. Hastings will have Decker Brown, also Mike Tomlin, John Rivera coming up here. One ball and one strike. Well, half of the bat here to Decker Brown as that last pitch from Morris came back to the screen. 1-1 the count to Decker as he stands in here from the right-hand side. Hastings has left four base runners here in the first two innings. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, 2-1 the count. So Decker Brown up there for Hastings College. Decker is a senior out of Pine, Colorado, 5'9", 160-pounder. Start of the day with a batting average of .236. Next pitch is going to be fouled. Right-hand side coming over is the first baseman, Zollner, and he can't get to it in the seats. One ball, two strikes to Decker Brown. Grounded out three times in the first ball game. Also was given a walk. He's behind on the count here at one ball and two strikes. Taylor Morris, your pitcher here for Northwestern. Full windup. Here's the pitch. Some off-speed stuff, and he drills it down the left field side. It's going to be in foul territory. Kirby Wells down there, right on the foul line toward the bullpen. Nearly grabs that one out there. Of course, Kirby was the winning pitcher last night. Not expected to see any playing time here in this series with Northwestern. He's kind of enjoying the day down there. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's two balls and two strikes. 2-2 the count here to Decker Brown. Or it should be 3-2. And now here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball, so a walk. So Hastings gets a walk here to lead off this third inning. That's going to be the fifth walk already given up by Taylor Morris. He's got five walks. He has struck out two guys. And still Hastings is unable to get anything across the plate. Broncos scored two runs in the first ball game. They scored one in the first, and then they waited until the sixth to score another one. They left nine men on the base pads in game number one. Four already here in this game. Mike Tomlin comes up there next. He's the center fielder. He had a walk in game number one. And now Taylor Morris will have to work from the stretch. There's a bunt laid down. Morris grabs the ball. He's got time to go to second base. The throw there is going to be in time, but no relay throw. Hard slide there by Decker Brown at second base. So Mike Tomlin gets the board on the fielder's choice as Decker Brown is retired in the play from pitcher to second. Now there's one man out here in the third, and John Rivera comes to the plate next. Rivera started things off by flying out to right field in the first inning of play. He comes up there now with a base runner on at first base and one man out. That is Mike Tomlin. There's a throw over the first, not in time, as Zollner will grab that one. Back into the bag there is going to be Tomlin. Rivera started the day with a batting average of .312. He stands in there from the right-hand side, waiting on the pitch here from Taylor Morris. Again, a quick throw over the first base. Back in there standing up was Mike Tomlin. Rivera yesterday in the doubleheader against Dort was 2 out of 5. A couple of RBIs. He walked once. Rivera had a couple of doubles in game number one. Drove in a run. He takes a strike here. Nothing and one to John Rivera for Hastings. Rivera, a senior out of Glendale, Colorado. 5'9", 210 pounds. Couple of practice swings in the right-hand batter's box. Then again, a quick throw to first base. Tomlin is back in there. Mike Tomlin stealing bases so far this year. 2 out of 2. He inches away from the bag right now at first. He stays put. Rivera sends this one a mile high out in the left field. as Malonis is under it. He makes the catch out there. Nico Malonis grabs the ball there for the second out. Dan Nealon comes up there next. Nealon, the second baseman, struck out his first time up there. Nealon started the day with a batting average of 241. He was 0 for 2 in game number 1. Grounded out a couple of times. Had a walk. Nealon yesterday in the ball game against Dort, 1 out of 4. Scored a couple of runs. An RBI, 2 walks, and struck out once. So here comes the pitch here. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Nealon. Going to be a lot of red bodies coming out of Duncan Field here today. Fans enjoying a bright, sunshiny day. Warm conditions for the last day of March. There's a throw again over the first. Tomlin dives back in there this time. 1-0 the count here to Nealon. Jake Steets, the third baseman, will be next. No score between Hastings and Northwestern here in game number 2 after Northwestern won the first game 10-2. Next pitch is going to be down low. And now Bouchard, having problems, he falls to his seat of his pants here. Right side of the plate, and running down to second base on the play is going to be Tomlin. The pitch was down low. Bouchard had to go off of his glove over to the right-hand side, over to the grassy portion here. And he falls down between the plate and the first base dugout. And in the bag safely at second is Mike Tomlin. So Hastings again with a base runner on in scoring position. But the guy at the plate is a 1-1 to Daniel Nealon. Waiting on the next pitch from Taylor Morris. Morris looks at the runner at second, offers one to the plate, hit right by the first baseman, right through his legs. Zollner into right field, around the bag at third, and coming home, here comes the throw in. Not going to be in time. Now running down to second base. There's a side in there, and he's safe down there. A run scores. Daniel Nealon hits that one right to the first baseman, Mike Zollner. It goes right between his legs into right field. Mike Tomlin comes around from second base to score. The throw comes in from Noah Bowman, the right fielder. And taking off down to second base was Daniel Nealon. So he gets an RBI single into play. Ends up at second on the throw in there from Bowman. The catcher Bouchard could not get it down there fast enough. And Nealon ends up at second base. And Hastings has the lead here in this ball game, 1-0. So an RBI single by Daniel Nealon gets Hastings on the scoreboard here. 1-0 as Jake Steets comes to the plate next, the third baseman. Steets grounded out his first time up there. And the pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike. So an error chalked up there on the first baseman, Mike Zollner. And Jake Steets behind in the count here, no balls and one strike. Here's the next one. They jam him inside. The ball is hit right by the third baseman. Pashawn into left field. Here comes another run to the plate here. Taking off for second base is going to be Steets. He slides in safely there. And Hastings has planted a couple of runs here. Jake Steets will drive home a run as Daniel Nealon comes around from second base to score. Hastings now with a 2-0 lead here. Ending up at second is going to be Steets. That ball hit right down the line, right by the third baseman. And Pashawn, Mitch Pashawn, retrieved out there by the left fielder for Northwestern, but Hastings plates a couple of runs here in this third inning. And now the Broncos have the lead for once. 2-0 is the score. There's a quick little conference out there as they come out to try to calm down the pitcher and Taylor Morris here in the third. Hastings doing this with two men out. So an error on Northwestern's Mike Zollner, the first baseman, and now a RBI single by Jake Steets, and Hastings all of a sudden has got a 2-0 lead in this ball game. Connor Thomas, the DH, up there next. Connor struck out his first time up there back in inning number 2. He will take a strike here, 0-1. Connor did not play in game number 1 today, at least did not get an official at bat. Maybe had a courtesy runner in that first ball game. 255 is his batting average coming into the ball game today. 13 base hits and 51 trips to the plate. So Hastings with the lead here at game number 2. There's a swing and a miss by Connor. And the count is now 0-2. Gabe Salas will be next for Hastings. So Tomlin has scored. Nealon has scored. here in the second. Hastings with a 2-0 lead. And now there goes the runner from second base off to third, and he's going to be in there. Without a pitch from Taylor Morris, Jake Steets just took off, and Taylor Morris was looking from the full windup there, did not see him. And Jake Steets ends up at third base with a stolen base there. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. So Taylor Morris was concentrating on the guy here at the plate, working out of the full windup. Jake Steets just kind of snuck away from the bag there at second and glides into third base easily. No throw from the pitcher Morris. Hastings with another run just 90 feet away from home plate. One ball and two strikes. The next pitch swung on and missed. He strikes him out and the inning is over. As Connor Thomas strikes out for the second consecutive time. That's going to be strikeout number 3 in the ball game for Taylor Morris. But Hastings comes up with two runs here in the third inning of play. Two runs on one base hit, one big error on Northwestern, and one man left on base. We go to the fourth inning with the score Hastings 2, Northwestern nothing.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another, of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, committed to compassionate care.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings now with the lead 2-0 here over Northwestern. Game number 2 of our doubleheader today. Northwestern winning the first game by the score of 10-2. Briarcliff today beat Concordia in the first game of 2, the score 4-3. And it was Dakota Wesleyan over Nebraska Wesleyan 7-5 in the first game of 2 in Lincoln today. Other games going on. Morningside is playing in Fremont against Midland, and Dort is playing in Crete against Doan. And now we understand Doan has beaten Dort in the first half of the doubleheader, 6-4. That game went 8 innings. So Doan knocks off Dort 6-4. First half of the doubleheader there. So here comes John LeMaster back out. He's going to go to work here on Mike Zollner. First pitch is a ball. He appealed down to the first base umpire. He says, no, he did not go around with it. There's another ball hit off of the glove of LeMaster. This one picked up by Nealon. He goes to first base in time. So Zollner is retired in the play from second to first. LeMaster's had a couple of hard shots right back to him that he couldn't handle. That one goes off of his glove and had enough steam on it to get out to Daniel Nealon at second base, who retires Zollner over at first with a throw to John Rivera. So now there's one man out here in the fourth. Mitch Pichon comes to the plate next. Reached on a fielder's choice in that first inning of play. Fouls away this first pitch. Nothing and one to Mitch Pichon. Hastings College softball team dropping one to Dort in the first ball game with a doubleheader out at the Bill Smith Softball Complex. 1-0 was the score there. There's a ball hit in the air toward right field. Mack Land settles under it and makes the catch. Mitch Pichon will fly out to right field. And now Corey Van Gorp will come to the plate next. Van Gorp is playing at shortstop here in this second half with a doubleheader. He did not play in game number 1. So Van Gorp comes up there. He lined out to the shortstop his first time up. Here's the pitch here by LeMaster. He's going to be in there for a strike. So LeMaster has wiggled his way out of some problems there. He had base runners in the first, second, and third. Now he's got two men out here in the fourth inning with nobody on the base pads. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. The Masters now throwing 47 pitches in the ball game. There's a tapper back out to Salas at shortstop. He bobbles the ball. And again, Northwestern is going to have a base runner here. Is the first error of the ball game chalked up here on Gabe Salas at shortstop. So Corey Van Gorp will get a board here on the error by the shortstop, Gabe Salas. He came charging in. It was not a very hard hit ball. Yeah, Gabe just trying to make one quick little motion there to retrieve the ball and get it over the first base and bobbles it out of his glove. So an error chalked up there on Hastings College here in this fourth inning of play. Now Ty Bouchard, the catcher, comes up there next. Bouchard grounded out his first time up there in inning number two. LeMaster, a quick throw to the first base, not in time. Don Rivera applies the tag. Corey Van Gorp sneaks away from the bag now at first base. Stays put as the pitch comes inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes on Bouchard. Van Gorp down there at first base. He is 4 out of 5 in stealing bases this year. So he takes a good-sized lead over there. There's a throw over there and dives back in with a right-handed tag. 4 out of 5 stealing bases for Northwestern. As a team, the Red Raiders 35 out of 46 in swiping bases coming in here. LeMaster working from the stretch. Here's the next pitch upstairs. Quick throw down to first base. Close, but not close enough. Back in there is going to be Van Gorp. 2 balls and no strikes now on Ty Bouchard. LeMaster with 49 total pitches so far, 21 balls and 28 strikes. Delivered up so far by John LeMaster, the starting pitcher for Hastings in game number two. Here's the next pitch. The ball is going to be hit over the second baseman, Daniel Nealon's head in the right center field. That's a problem there. Rolling out there, here's a Van Gorp rounding the bag at third. Pulling up at second base is going to be Bouchard. Now the ball gets away. Bouchard is on his way to third. There's a tag, and he's going to get him down there at third base. But the run's going to score here as a Ty Bouchard delivers up. He's going to be credited with a double, and then he was attempting to sneak to third base on the play. And he is thrown out there, so Bouchard ends the inning for the Northwestern Red Raiders, but they score a run as they drive one home as Corey Van Gorp comes all the way around from first base to score. Bouchard is going to be given a double here, and then as the throw came in, the ball got away from the Bronco infield. It was running loose, finally picked up and thrown down to third base, and Bouchard is retired on the play there. So the inning is over, but Northwestern gets one of the 2 runs back here. They score 1 run on 1 base hit, 1 error on Hastings, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth with a score. Northwestern trailing Hastings, the Broncos 2, the Red Raiders 1.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, our internet service at the ballpark today, courtesy of Blue Force Broadband, provided by Glenwood Wireless. They've been serving central Nebraska for over 50 years. For more information, you can email info@shopglenwood.net, or you can give them a call, give them a buzz at 866-756-4746. That's Glenwood Wireless. Hastings 2, Northwestern 1. We're in the bottom half of the fourth inning as Hastings will come to the plate here. This is Gabe Salas. He will lead things off for Hastings. Salas, then we'll see Hermanison and also Land coming to the plate here. Numbers 8, 9, and 1 in the batting order to face Taylor Morris, who's still out there. There's a strike delivered up to Salas, and the count is at 1-1. Taylor Morris, 68 total pitches so far, 28 balls and 41 strikes. He rocks and fires again. Here comes the next pitch. Some off-speed stuff that hits the outside corner for a strike. 1-2 on Salas. He had a walk back there in inning number 2. His only other plate appearance here in this ball game. Waiting on the next pitch from Taylor Morris. He's looking for the sign from his catcher, Ty Bouchard. He rocks and fires. This one is down in the dirt, and it gets away from the catcher, Bouchard. Back to the screen. 2-2 now on Gabe Salas. Outfield not very deep here. Malonis out there in left field. Englund out in center, and Bowman is out in right field. Here's the next pitch on the outside corner for a called third strike. So great. Gabe Salas strikes out here. That's the fourth strike out of the ball game for Taylor Morris. Craig Roop is our home plate umpire here in game number 2. He rings him up on the outside corner for a strike. So Gabe Salas goes down. So now Brett Hermanison comes to the plate next. He's the catcher. He walked his first time up there in inning number 2. As the pitch is delivered here by Taylor Morris. Upstairs for a ball. 1-0. Northwestern beating Nebraska today in Evanston, Illinois. 8-4 was the final score. They'll play game 3 of that series tomorrow afternoon at 1:05. Pregame show at 12:30. Tomorrow on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner. 1-1. Hastings with one man out. They've got a 2-1 lead here over Northwestern. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 2-1 the count. Hastings College softball losing to Dort earlier today. 1-0 out of the Smith softball complex. They're playing game number 2 now. Here comes the next pitch from Taylor Morris. Swung on and fouled tap back into the glove of Bouchard. So now Hermanison is even on the count of 2-2. Mack Land would be next, and then Decker Brown if he's going to get some base runners here in the fourth. Here's the next pitch. Swung on a miss, and he strikes out. Strikeout number 5 in the ball game now for Taylor Morris. This guy is walked 5 guys, and he has struck out 5 guys now here in the ball game. Mack Land comes up there next. Morris with 77 total pitches now in the ball game. So Mack Land comes up there now. He has walked. He has struck out once. 0-1 officially in this ball game. Squares around the butt, pulls it back, takes a strike. No balls and 1 here to Mack Land, who's out in right field here in game number 2. Land also played there in game number 1. Got to the plate 4 times. First half of the doubleheader today was 1-4 with a single. Actually a double. Had a double in the first inning. Came around to score the first run of the ball game for Hastings. Next pitch misses. And they counted 1-1. Bronco baseball today on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Next ball is popped up. Right side of the diamond comes over here in the foul territory and right in front of the dugout, they can't make the catch. First baseman Zollner over here. The pitcher Taylor Morris came over here. The catcher Ty Bouchard was over there. And it falls right in front of the Northwestern dugout here on the first base side. So some new life now for Mack Land. Count to him as a 1-2. On the air again Thursday afternoon at 4:15. As Midland University going to be in town to take on Hastings in a doubleheader. 4:15 for the pregame show, 4:30 for the first pitch. We'll have the games for you right here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings on the road on Friday to play at Nebraska Wesleyan. Doubleheader that gets underway at 1. In fact, Hastings was 6 conference games in a row to start the season, and they're gone for a while. Here comes the next pitch by Morris. It's going to be tapped on the first base side. It's going to be again in foul territory. So the count remains at 1-2. After Midland on Thursday, Hastings has got Nebraska Wesleyan on Friday. Then Morningside, Briarcliff, York, Mount Marty, Dakota Wesleyan. It's not until April 24th that Hastings gets back home. There's a ball hit right back up through the middle. It's going to be a base hit, a hard hit shot there off of the bat of Mack Land. Scampering away from that one was Morris, the pitcher. He got away from it, goes into center field, and Mack Land gets a single there. So Hastings with a base runner here in the bottom of the fourth inning with two men out. Talk about that schedule. Hastings with a non-conference game against York College on April 24th. That'll finish things off with Doan and Concordia. So Hastings will be on the road for most of April and then head down to what could be a big ball game with Doan and perhaps a Concordia at the end of the season right back here at Duncan Field. Here comes Decker Brown to the plate next. Decker takes a ball inside here. One ball and no strikes. Hastings with a base runner. That's Mack Land down there at first base taking a lead down there with two men out. Here's the next ball. It's going to be popped up here in foul territory. Coming over is the first baseman, and he makes the catch. Mike Zollner right beside the dugout down here for Northwestern. He makes the catch as Decker Brown fouls out to the first baseman, and that will end the inning for Hastings. The Broncos with no runs, one base hit, no errors, one left. We have played four here in game number two of our doubleheader today. The score, Hastings 2, Northwestern 1.
Backhand shot, score!
Here's the puck down low, in front, shot, score!
5 games to go, and 4 of them are on the road. The Tri-City Storm's playoff fate still hanging in the balance, and the schedule does them no favors. Tonight, it's a 6:45 free game at Sioux Falls to halt a stampede that could run them out of time. Then, next Friday, Lincoln is in town. From here on out, all the Storm action is on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online, anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, we head to inning number 5 here today. John LeMaster back out there for Hastings College. Inning number 5 coming up. We've got Nick Molanas, the left fielder. Then we're going to see the top of the order in Stephen England and Matt Niegard. Hastings scoring 2 runs in the third inning. 2 runs on a base hit and an error by Northwestern. And so far that is held up here in this ball game. 2-1 is the score. Northwestern scoring that 1 run in the fourth inning of play. The LeMaster finishing up his warm-up tosses here. Again, Hastings losing to Northwestern in the first game, 10-2. Briarcliff 4, Concordia 3. That score's just in. First half of the doubleheader. Doan knocks off Dort in 8 innings, 6-4. And it was Nebraska Wesleyan losing to Dakota Wesleyan today, 7-5. Morningside is playing at Midland in the other ball game. Softball today. It was Nebraska Wesleyan 8, Briarcliff 3. Jamestown College over Dakota Wesleyan 8-0 in 5 innings. Morningside beat Bellevue University 1-0. And Dort knocks off Hastings College 1-0 in the first half of their doubleheader. Hastings College men's tennis team winners over Nebraska Wesleyan today 7-2. Hastings College women's tennis team losing to Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 8-1. Baseball team has got a 2-0 lead here over Northwestern as we head to inning number 5. Molanas is your batter here for Northwestern. He had a single back there in the second inning. It was caught stealing. So he is 1-for-1 so far in this ball game. He takes a strike here. 1-1 on Nico Molanas. Batting here in the fifth inning of play for Northwestern. And now Nico will take another strike here on the outside corner. Nico comes to Orange City, Iowa from Orem, Utah, a sophomore. Little guy steps in there from the right-hand side, reaches after that one, and a swing and a miss. He goes down, a strikeout here for the pitcher for Hastings, John LeMaster. Steve England comes up there next. That's going to be strikeout number two in the ball game for LeMaster. Struck out the first guy he faced here in this ball game, Stephen England, the guy who's up there right now, and he hasn't had a strikeout since. But he's only allowed one run here in the ball game as England will single to center field. Just like that, bam, one pitch, and England is on the base pads. He singles over the head of John LeMaster right back up through the middle again. A base hit there. That's his second hit of this ball game. He's now 2-for-3 as England's on the base pads again. And now coming up here is going to be Matt Niegard. Northwestern is actually out hit Hastings here in this ball game, 6-2, but the Broncos have a 2-1 advantage. Northwestern committed a big error back there an inning or so ago, and Hastings was able to plate a couple of runs in the third, and that's all they've needed so far. But now Northwestern has got the tying run on the base pads here. The lead run is at the plate in the form of Matt Niegard. Laid down his sacrifices last time up there, had a single in the first inning of play. There goes the runner. The ball is hit to the left side. Gets through there for a base hit. And the left field picked up there by Decker Brown. And Northwestern gets a back-to-back singles here in the fifth.
Number 11, Cody Grossides.
So Cody Grossides comes to the plate next. The runner was going. Mac Land is now pitching for Hastings College. So Mac Land has come out to start this ball game. So a lead correction. Mac Land is now out there for Hastings College instead of John LeMaster. So Mac Land, the closer for Hastings, is going to see some time here. So it's going to be LeMaster going four innings today. And now Mac Land is out there. So LeMaster goes four innings today. And gets a one strikeout. So Land is out there now for Hastings College in replace of John LeMaster. Runners are out at first and second base. This is Grossites to the plate now. Grossites with a single and a walk in the ball game thus far. So Land, he pitched last night, finished things off in game number two. Normally you wouldn't see him in a position like this. They like to throw him one, maybe two innings at the most. But Land is out there now trying to shut the door on Northwestern. Here in this fifth inning, there's a strike delivered up there to Grossites. And the count to him now is at 2-1. Noah Ballman would be next, the right fielder for Northwestern. The Red Raiders now with runners on at first and second base. Mack Land looks towards second. There's a throw to second. He throws it right by Salas in the center field. Back on his feet, heading to third base is going to be England, and he slides in there safely. Now Northwestern has got base runners on at first and third.
Try, still turn two here. We are at back.
So Mack Land having some problems here in inning number five after taking over for John LeMaster here in this one. Runners are on at first and third base now. The count here at the plate is at 2-1. Ballman and Zollner were right in the meat of the order here for Northwestern. The Red Raiders are trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-1. Runners at the corners here with Land looking in for the sign. Here comes the pitch to the plate. The ball's going to be fouled away in the third base side. So Grosskreutz fouls one away. Count is now at 2-2. Hastings with some more relievers warming up down there in the bullpen on the left field side. We used seven pitchers in game number one in a 10-2 defeat to Northwestern. Here comes, well, it's Land looking toward third. He was going to go back to first, and he hangs on the ball. No throw either way. Niegard is down there at first base, and England is on at second base. The count here at the plate is at 2-2. One man out. Here comes the next pitch by Land. He reaches out, and he fouls this one away. Again, down to third base side, out of play. Grosskreutz going after a outside pitch there, trying to protect the plate. And the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2-2 the count with one man out here in the fifth inning of play. Hastings with a 2-1 lead. Northwestern with 7 hits here in the ballgame. The runner goes from second base. No throw as the pitch is going to be outside. Now the count is at 3-2. So a base hit here could be problems for Hastings. Northwestern with runners on at second and third base. The count is full at 3-2. Cody started the day with a batting average of .397. Leading hitter on the team, batting in his number 3 position here. Mack Land working from the full windup now. The runners at second and third. Here comes the pitch to the plate. Swung on, hit towards Salas. It's short, scoops it up. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time, but a run scores. So Grosskreutz gets a ground out here as he's thrown out from shortstop to first. But that produces a run, and now we're tied up here. Brings home England from third base. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Niegaard. Now a runner is on at third. We've got Noah Bowman coming to the plate next. He's the right fielder. He hit into a double play the last time up there. And here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be inside, and it hit him. It just breezes by the black uniform there. They give him first base on the pitch there. So a hit batter. He heads down to first base, and now Northwestern has got runners on again at first and third. The lead run is down there at third base. So normally Mack Land is super reliable here. He came in last night and shut the door against the Dort defenders in the last couple of innings in the second half of that twin bill. But he has run into problems here in this ball game against Northwestern here in this fifth inning. He's already allowed one run here in the fifth inning. He's got runners on at first and third. And here's a pitch there. He hits the outside corner for a strike. Nothing and one to Mike Zollner, the first baseman. A strikeout in this inning so far, a single, another single. A ground out that produces a run and then a hit batter. Here comes the next pitch, right to the third baseman. It's going to go to Steets, and he grabs it there. A hard shot there. That's why they call it the hot corner. Zollner lines out to the third baseman, Jake Steets. And the inning is over here for Northwestern, but they get back into the ballgame here as they score one run on a couple of base hits. No errors on Hastings. 2 men left on base. We have played 4.5 innings to score Northwestern 2-2.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Dort has knocked off Hastings in softball in the second half of the doubleheader. Score was 2-0. So Dort wins two games over Hastings College. Scores of 1-0 and 2-0 today out of the Smith Softball Complex. Hastings College and Northwestern now tied up here in baseball. The score is 2-2 as we head to the bottom half of the fifth inning here today. Taylor Morris stays out there, the pitcher for Northwestern. Mike Tomlin up the bat here for Hastings. And here's a pitch that's going to come inside and it hits him. Mike Tomlin is beaten by a pitch here to start off this fifth inning. John Rivera comes up there next. So John Rivera and then Daniel Nealon here in this fifth inning. Now the catcher a little shaken up on the play, and they're going to talk things over here as Mike Tomlin heads down to first base. So the line is complete on John LeMaster today. He goes four innings, one strikeout, gives up five hits, two walks. Charged with only one run. Mack Land came on there in the fifth inning of play. Gives up a run and a couple of base hits. We got a 2-2 ball game now. Hastings with a base runner on to begin this fifth inning of play. Mike Tomlin down there at first. John Rivera to the plate next for Hastings. He is flown out two times here in this ball game. Once the right field, once the left field. And here's a pitch thrown there by Morris. It's Taylor Morris. He's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Morris now 86 total pitches on his pitch count. As he throws here in the fifth inning. There's a quick throw over the first base. That's not in time. Back in there is going to be Mike Tomlin for Hastings. So the Broncos trying to salvage a split here after being beat by Northwestern in that first ball game, 10-2, a game they were really never in. Northwestern scored three in the first, and Hastings could not get back into the contest. Got it to 3-1, and then that was it. Here comes the next pitch to the plate on John Rivera. It's going to be down low for a ball, two balls and one strike. Tomlin down there at first base. Stealing bags this year. He is 2-2. We'll see if Jim Bowie wants to roll the dice here in this 2-2 ball game. Tomlin inching away from the bag there. Here comes the pitch to the plate. He's going to be in there for a strike. John Rivera takes a strike here. Two balls and one strike. Nobody out here in the fifth. Taylor Morris has went all the way now for Northwestern. 37 balls and 51 strikes delivered up by Morris during his time on the hill. Here comes the next pitch, a breaking pitch that's going to miss inside and it just misses. Now the count is sitting at three balls and one strike. Nobody up and throwing yet for Northwestern down in the right field bullpen down there. Three balls and one strike to John Rivera with a runner on at first base. That's Mike Tomlin. Quick throw over the first. Not in time as Zollner grabs that ball, the first baseman for Northwestern. Hastings College Baseball today here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. We're at Duncan Field, second half of two here today. Rivera is winning here. And again, it's going to be a throw over to first base. Back in there standing up was Mike Tomlin. Northwestern beat Nebraska today 8-4 in Evanston, Illinois. Rubber game of that match at 1:05 tomorrow afternoon. We'll have it on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5 beginning at 12:30. There goes the runner at first. Rivera takes a swing at that one, and it goes awry out here in foul territory, first base side. Runner going on the pitch there, Mike Tomlin, but Rivera fouls it away into the parking lot. So Tomlin goes back to first. Well, this ball game is shaping up another run or two, and that might be all you need here to pick up the win. It's a 2-2 ball game. Taylor Morris from the stretch. There goes the runner again. It's going to be inside and a walk. So on a 3-2 pitch, the runner is started up here at first base. John Rivera gets a walk. So a hit batter and a walk to begin this fifth inning of play. Runners are out at first and second base now for Hastings College. Jake Steets will come to the plate next, but now we're going to have an infield conference without the head coach in Brian Wade. So infield getting together, making sure everybody's on the right page here, what they want to do here defensively. It's broken up, and now we're getting set to go here with Daniel Nealon. Nealon reached on an error last time up. Head to the first baseman, Mike Zollner. Ball goes right between his legs into right field at produces a run. Hastings plating two runs there in the third. The only two runs they have scored here in this ball game. Northwestern has scored a run in the fourth and a run in the fifth. We're tied. Now Hastings trying to battle back here in the fifth. Runners on at first and second. Nobody out. Here's a Nealon. He squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and will take a strike there on the outside corner. Nothing and one to Daniel Nealon. Nealon in the first ball game today. Grounded out twice, struck out once. Start of the day with a batting average of .241. Northwestern playing with the infield in, especially at first base over here, and Mike Zollner in the edge of the infield grass. Here he comes charging in as they square around the bunny, pops it up toward the third base side. It's going to be in foul territory. bounces once and then over the chalk line down there, third baseline. Bashan had it, but it's in foul territory, so a strike there on Nealon. And now we'll see what Jim Bovee likes to do here with two strikes. No balls and two strikes. Base runners on at first and second base. There's nobody out. And we're in a tie ball game. Nealon fouls away the last pitch on an attempted bunt. Now he digs back in from the right-hand side. Taylor Morris looking for the sign from his catcher, Ty Bouchard. And now he's going to step off of the rubber here. Has second thoughts. Again, the first baseman, Mike Zollner, is playing ahead of the runner down there at first base. Anticipating another bunt attempt here by Daniel Nealon. Morris again looking for the sign. He'll work from the stretch here. The runner's on at first and second. He comes set on the mound. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. Again, Nealon was squaring around the bunt and charging hard from first base was Mike Zollner. One ball and two strikes now on Daniel Nealon. Steets would be next, and then Connor Thomas. Hastings trying to get the lead run home here in this fifth inning of play. This one's scheduled for 7 here today. Action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference at Duncan Field. Taylor Morris again comes set on the mound. Nealon squares around the bunt, and they're going to wheel towards second base and at least look that runner back there, Mike Tomlin. No throw from Morris. And we do it all over again with runners at first and second. John Rivera is down there at first base. Mike Tomlin is on at second. And Daniel Nealon here at the plate, one ball and two strikes. Club in hand as Taylor Morris gets ready to go. Again, Nealon squares around the bunt. He lays it down. It's picked up there by Morris. Looks at third. Throws it over the first base. That's in time, but a sacrifice works. Nealon lays down the bunt. Morris had notions of maybe going toward third, but he decides to get the sure out down there at first base. But the sacrifice works there as Daniel Nealon lays down a bunt out in front of the plate. So now Hastings with runners on at second and third. And there's only one man out. Now Jake Steets comes to the plate next. Steets had an RBI single back there in the third. Grounded out in the second inning of play. So he is 1-for-2 here in game number two. Had two base hits and two attempts in game number one. So he's having a good day today. Had a walk in there in that opener as well. Chance to be a hero right here as the Broncos have runners on at second and third base. And only one man out. Here's the pitch to the plate by Morris. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing at one now to Jake Steets. Broncos have had a tough time coming up with the big base hit here in this doubleheader to drive home some runs. Steets has got 8 RBIs coming into the ball game here today. 8 RBIs, 14 base hits coming in here. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. And the count is now at 1-1. Steets this year has struck out 12 times. He has walked 7 times. Hastings looking for a little base hit here to give him the lead. We're tied up at 2 runs apiece. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning here at Duncan. Taylor Morris, he's went all the way here for Northwestern here in the ballgame. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be inside. Steets leans away from that one. About letter high. 2-1. Watching the pitch count for Taylor Morris, he's now at 98. 98 total pitches, 41 balls, and 57 strikes. Delivered up by Morris through 4 1/3 innings. Hastings batting here in the bottom of the fifth. Here comes the next pitch. Off-speed stuff that's going to be popped up. Popped up, calling for it is going to be the shortstop, Grosskreutz, and he makes the play on the ball. Now there's 2 men out. That changes a few things for head coach Jim Bovee. So Steets will fly out to the shortstop, and Connor Thomas comes to the plate next. Connor has struck out twice already here in the ballgame. Did not have an official at bat in game number one. So Connor Thomas comes up there for Hastings. Connor has now struck out 17 times this year and has walked 7 times. Comes up here with runners on at second and third. The lead run just 90 feet away here for Hastings. Here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike. Hastings in the bottom third of the order right now. Gabe Salas would be next. No balls and one strike here to Connor Thomas. Taylor Morris working from the full windup now. Here's the pitch to the plate. Tapper toward third. Fielded there by Prashan. He gets it across the diamond in time, and Northwestern gets out of here with no damage done after Hastings had runners at second and third base and nobody out. So Connor Thomas grounds out from third to first. Good play there by Mitch Prashan at third base. Hastings scores no runs in the fifth inning of play. No runs, no base hits, no errors, and two men left on base. We go to the sixth inning with a score, Northwestern 2 and Hastings 2.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you here today from 1230 KHAS. Hastings had a chance there in that last half of an inning. Had runners at second and third base but could not score. So now Mack Land and company will come back out here and try to hold down Northwestern. Red Raiders scoring a run in the fourth and a run in the fifth. We're now in the top half of the sixth inning of play. This one's scheduled for seven here today. Mitch Prashan, the third baseman, comes up there. And we'll see Corey Van Gorp and Ty Bouchard, numbers 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order here. Mack Land comes back out for Hastings. Land has thrown 17 pitches since coming on in relief of John LeMaster back there. Land 17 pitches, 6 balls, and 11 strikes. Here's a ball that's going to be fouled back to the screen, and the count is at 1-1 now on Mitch Prashan. He reached on a fielder's choice in the first, and he flew out to right field in inning number 4. So he is 0-2 today. Land working from the full windup here as we begin the sixth inning. Here comes the next pitch. It can be outside for a ball. 2-1 the count here to Mitch Prashan. The first ball game, he had an RBI double in the seventh. And an RBI single in the third. Grounded out once, and he struck out once. Hits that one hard to left field. That's going to be a base hit. Right on by the third baseman for Hastings College in the left field. Right on by Steets, picked up out there by Decker Brown. So now the lead run is at first base for Northwestern. Mitch Prashan gets a single there to left field. Now coming up is going to be Corey Van Gorp. We're going to have a courtesy runner coming out here now for Prashan at first base. It's going to be number 1, Brent Rolls. We've seen him throughout the doubleheader today. Brent Rolls comes out. Get a little speed on the base pass now. This is a little guy. Yeah, I like the speed of those little guys. Throw over to first base. It's not going to be in time. So Rolls is on the base pads now for Northwestern. Up to the plate here is going to be Van Gorp. As Mack Land will try to work on him, here's a pitch going to be inside, and the ball gets away from the catcher all the way back to the screen, and running down to second base on the play is going to be Rolls. So Corey Van Gorp squares around the bunt. The pitch came way inside, and the ball got away from the catcher for Hastings back to the screen, and running back down to second base is going to be Rolls for Northwestern. So now the Red Raiders, they've got a man on in scoring position here in the sixth. And the count on Van Gorp is going to be 1-0. He squares around the bunt again, lays it down to third base side, fielded there by Land. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. But moving along to third base on the play is going to be Rolls. So Van Corp is a retired in the play from pitcher to first. And now Ty Bouchard comes up there next. Bouchard is the catcher. He had an RBI double back there in the fourth inning of play to score the first run for Northwestern. His only other time up there, he grounded out. So he is 1-for-2 here in this ball game. He did not play in game number one, and now Northwestern has got the Broncos on the ropes here with a lead run down there at third base. Here comes the pitch by Land. It's going to be inside for a ball. No balls and one strike. Or rather, one ball and no strikes to Ty Bouchard. Nico Molanas would be next here for Northwestern. There's one man out. Here comes the next pitch. Hit to the left side. Through there for a base hit. Hastings had the infield pulled in. That one right by Gabe Salas at shortstop in the left field. And Northwestern has got the lead. Ty Bouchard with a single here in the sixth inning. The drive home rolls from third base, and Northwestern has come back to grab the lead over Hastings College. The score now is 3-2. Broncos had the lead 2-0 after three innings. Northwestern comes back with a run into fourth, a run into fifth, and now a run so far here in the sixth inning of play. Still only one man out, and Ty Bouchard now into first base for the Northwestern Red Raiders. Nico Molanas comes into the plate here, squares around the bunt, pulls it back, takes a strike in the outside corner. That's 9 base hits now for Northwestern. They've out hit the Broncos 9-2 here in this ball game. Yeah, hit them in game number one, 10-6. Here's the next pitch, swung on and foul tapped here as Milanos goes way outside to just get a little piece of that one. And the count is at no balls and two strikes. Top of the order, and Steve England will be up next. England has already got 2 base hits here in the ballgame. Northwestern trying to tack on to their lead now here late in this contest. We're in the sixth inning. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 1-2. Bronco baseball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings losing the first game 10-2. And now they've fallen behind here in game number two. It's 3-2. Here comes the next pitch by Land. It's swung on and foul tapped here. The catcher unable to hang on to the ball there. For Madison for Hastings, unable to hold on to the ball behind the plate. So the count remains at 1-2 to Nico Molanas for the Northwestern Red Raiders. Coming in here with a mark of 15 wins and 12 losses on the season. Now 1-2 in the conference after they won the opener today. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on and missed again. The ball gets away from the catcher of Hastings, and running down to second base on the play is going to be Ty Bouchard. So it's going to be a strikeout here for Land as the Milanis goes after the outside pitch. Outside and down low. That's a second strikeout of the ball game for Land. And now we got the top of the order, and Stephen England coming up there next. England with a couple of singles. He has scored a run. He has struck out once. There's now two men out here in the inning. Man is on at second base, and Northwestern has got the lead. There's a fastball there by Land right on the outside corner for a strike. Nothing and one. England in the first ball game is up there quite a bit. A walk hit into a double play. Flew out to right field. Walked, hit by a pitch. Here comes the next pitch by Land. It's going to be hit right to the third baseman. Picked up there by Steets. A long throw to first base. And hanging on to the ball over there was John Rivera. They've got it. Steets picks the ball up right on the foul line down here behind the bag at third. Then had to make a long throw over the first base. It actually bounced one time. John Rivera hangs on to the ball at first base to record the out. And the inning is over as Stephen England is thrown out of the play from third to first. But Northwestern comes back and grabs the lead here in this one. They score one run on a couple of base hits. No errors on Hastings. And one man left on the base pads. We go to the bottom of the sixth with a score Northwestern 3, Hastings 2.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
We have a new pitcher out there now for Northwestern. It's going to be Eddie Pansloff. Here to try to shut the door on Hastings College. They're trying to grab the win here in this one. So Eddie Pansloff is out there now. He will be facing the numbers 8, 9, and 1 hitters here in the sixth inning of play. So Hastings now trailing in the ball game by a score of 3-2. Pansloff will check his numbers for you. He is 1-0 in the season. He's making his 10th appearance here. His ERA at 3.27. He has thrown 11 innings, giving up 13 hits, only 4 runs, all 4 earned. One base on balls and 6 strikeouts. Team's batting .310 against him. So Eddie Pansloff out there now for Northwestern. They're trying to finish things off here for the Red Raiders. Kind of a submarine-type thrower here as he throws his first pitch to the plate. He's going to be in there for a strike. Pansloff is a senior from Bettendorf, Iowa. Gabe Salas is the guy at the plate here for Hastings. Broncos now trailing 3-2. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike as well. No balls and 2 strikes. Pansloff lost his footing there on the mound, falls down in the dirt, but delivers a strike at the plate here. Nothing and two to Gabe Salas. Here comes the next one. It's going to be outside and down low for a ball. One ball, 2 strikes. Hastings had a 2-0 lead here in this ball game, and Northwestern has fought back. They had a 3-2 advantage. Pansloff working from the stretch, although nobody is on the base pads right now for the Broncos. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside, and now a check swing there. They say he went around with it. Gabe Salas, a little check swing here at the plate. A long delay. They look down to the base umpire. The appeal down there say, yeah, he went around with it. So there's a strikeout for Eddie Pansloff to get things started here in this sixth inning of play. Now we're going to have a pinch hitter coming up here in the number 9 slot. Coming up here for Hastings, and batting is going to be a Trenton Neal. Trenton Neal batting here in this 9th slot for Hastings College. They're trying to get some spark here in the 6th inning as they're trailing in the ball game by a score of 3-2. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. So Neal at the plate now. This is Trenton. His batting average is .189 on the season. Sophomore out of Ogallala. And he sends that one out to left field. Going over and making the catch out there is going to be Nico Milanis. So Neal got a hold of it there, but right to the left fielder, Nico Milanis, who has to move a few steps to his right to grab that one. He flies out to left field. And now Mac Land comes up there next. Land is now the pitcher. He started out there in right field today. Land with a base on balls. He struck out once, had a single his last time up there in the fourth. There's two men out here in the sixth inning as Eddie Pansloff has come on. Now for Northwestern here in the sixth inning. He got a strikeout. He's got Neal to fly out to left. Now he's working on Mac Land here in the sixth. Working for the stretch again. And here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for another strike. No balls and 2 strikes here to Mac Land. Broncos batting here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Pansloff working for the stretch again. He throws into the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and 2 strikes. Ty Bouchard still behind the plate here for the Red Raiders. Eddie Pansloff now on the mound here for Northwestern. Throws another one to the plate. That ball's hit back up through the middle. It's knocked down, but it's picked up here by the shortstop. He gets it over the first base. That's in time. They catch it by a half a step. Pantsloff got his glove out there. Could not pull it in, but Grosskreutz was right there, the shortstop, on the grassy portion of the infield. He quickly gets it over to Mike Zollner to record the out. So the Broncos go down in order here in inning number six. We head to the top of the seventh with a score, Northwestern 3, Hastings 2.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Our internet service here at the ballpark, courtesy of Blue Force Broadband, provided by Glenwood Wireless. They've been serving central Nebraska for over 50 years. For more information, you can email info@shopglenwood.net or you can give them a call at 866-756-4746. That's Glenwood Wireless. So Northwestern coming to the plate now here in the seventh inning of play. Hastings can ill afford to give up any runs here. Broncos already trailing the ball game by a score of 3-2. We're going to have Matt Niegaard to lead things off here for Northwestern here in the seventh inning. We're going to have 2, 3, and 4 coming up here for Northwestern to begin the inning. Niegaard and Grosskreutz and then Bowman. First pitch is going to be fouled away back to the screen. Nothing and one to Matt Niegaard. Coming up after the ball game, we'll have our player of the game and also our coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Back on the air Thursday night here at Duncan. Midland University going to be in town. That's a 4:30 start. On the air with a pregame show at about 4:15. Land stays out to the pitcher for Hastings and delivers one up there. Swing and a miss by Niegaard, and he's behind on the count now with no balls and two strikes. Nothing and two to Niegaard. Grosskreutz up next, and then Bowman, and we'll see Zollner if Northwestern can get aboard. There's a ball hit towards short field there, and a hole by Salas, a long throw to first base. That's not going to be in time. And the ball is also out of the glove of John Rivera over there at first base. So Salas deep in a hole there at shortstop. He grabs the ball on the hop. He's got to go a long way to get it over to first base, and that one was thrown down in the dirt. So Niegaard gets the board here. That's going to be a tough error chalked up on Hastings College right there. That's going to be their second error of the ball game. Coming to the plate next is going to be Cody Grosskreutz. He is the designated hitter here in this one. Walked in the first inning of play. Had a single in the third. Grounded out in the fifth. So now the Broncos got to be concerned with that base runner over there at first base. Got a 3-2 ball game. That's a Niegaard taking a lead down there. Stays put. They square around the butt. Pulls it back. Good. It's going to be outside for a ball. Cody Grosskreutz is the batter here for Northwestern. Niegaard is your base runner down there at first base. He is 5 out of 7 stealing bases this year. Second on the team. So definitely a threat to maybe take off here. We'll see what their head coach and Brian Wade elects to do here with a one-run lead in this top of the seventh inning. He's inching away from the bag right now. Stays put, lays down a bunt, down to first base side. Land grabs it, goes to first. There's the sacrifice that works. As running down the second base on the play is going to be Niegaard. Grosskreutz is thrown out of the play from pitcher to first. And now Noah Bowman comes to the plate next. Bowman so far. He has been thrown out at first base, attempting to bunt. He's hit into a double play. He's been hit by a pitch. 0-for-2 so far in this ball game. And now Northwestern has got an insurance run down there at second base as the pitch comes inside from Mack Land. It's going to be outside the strike zone. 1-0. Northwestern beat Nebraska today, 8-4. Game 3 of that series tomorrow afternoon at 1:05. Pregame at 12:30. On the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. There's a ball chopped down the third baseline in foul territory. Count remains at 1-1. Hockey tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Tri-City Storm playing in Sioux Falls tonight. 6:45 for the pregame, 7:05 for the faceoff. The Storm still in a mix for perhaps a playoff berth here at the end of the season. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball by Land. It's going to miss outside in the count of 2-1. We got the NCAA basketball tournament tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS. It gets underway in just a few minutes. Kentucky and Louisville in game number 1. There's a ball hit toward left field, curving over. It's going to drop in foul territory. That baby just fouled by a couple of feet out there, and that would have produced at least one run there. Niegaard was already at third base. So a long, hard-hit ball down the line at left field just curves over the foul territory. That's good news for the Broncos. It was just foul. So now the count is at 2-2 here on Noah Bowman. Bowman started the day with a batting average of 290 as he came to town. Here comes a 2-2 pitch now from Land. That's going to be a called third strike on the outside corner. And Bowman can't believe it. A called third strike there. No, so a strikeout for Mack Land. That's going to be his third since coming on relief of John LeMaster. Mike Zollner comes to the plate next. So now there's two men out for Northwestern. Two men out here in the seventh. Zollner comes to the plate next. He is 0-for-2 so far in this ball game. He did have a walk back there in the first. Another left-handed hitter comes to the plate here against the righty in Mack Land as he takes a strike in the outside corner. Looking ahead to the Hastings half of this seventh inning, we've got 2, 3, and 4 coming up there. 3-2 is the score. Northwestern with the lead. Here's the next pitch, a fastball by Land. It hits the strike zone again. No balls and 2 strikes to Mike Zollner. Zollner started the day with a batting average of 365. Behind in the count here, 2-2. Here in the seventh, next pitch by Land is going to be poked right by, no, Salas comes up with a nice play at shortstop. I thought that one might get over his head, but Gabe Salas moves to his right, reaches his glove out there, and grabs the ball, and Zollner is robbed of a base hit there by Gabe Salas at shortstop. Good play there by Salas. That shuts the door for Northwestern here in the seventh inning of play. They leave a base runner at second base. And now Hastings needs a run to tie this baby up. 2 runs to win this thing. Northwestern in the seventh inning of play scores no runs on no hits. 1 error on Hastings. 1 man left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh with a score. Northwestern 3-2.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Online anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480 80R42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we head to the bottom half of the seventh inning. Hastings is trailing by a run. 3-2 is the score. Decker Brown coming up there to lead things off for Hastings, and we'll see Mike Tomlin, John Rivera, Daniel Nealon would follow him. So Hastings needs a run to force extra innings here today. Two runs to win this thing. Decker Brown coming to bat here to lead off the seventh inning. Eddie Pansloff is back out there for Northwestern. He sent the Broncos down in order in the sixth inning. Came on in relief of Taylor Morris and went their first five innings today. Morris struck out five, walked six, gave up two hits and two runs in his five innings of work. Pansloff got the Broncos to go down in order in inning number six. Now he's throwing a strike here on the outside corner on Decker Brown, and the count is at one ball and one strike. So 1-1 the count here. Northwestern looking for his sweep over Hastings College after winning the first ball game on a score of 10-2. There's a ball hit right to the second baseman. Jumping up there and grabbing the ball is Matt Niegard at second. So Decker Brown lines out to second base to record the out here. Right at Niegard at second. So now there's one man out here in the seventh, and the Broncos down to their last two outs here. Coming up there next is going to be Mike Tomlin. Tomlin so far has reached on a base on balls, reached on a fielder's choice, scored a run, and has been hit by a pitch. Northwestern will move on. They'll play Tuesday. They'll play a non-conference game with Waldorf College over in Forest City, Iowa. Non-conference game there on the Tuesday as a pitch is going to be in there for a strike on Mike Tomlin. They'll play next Thursday back in the conference. They'll be on the road playing at Mount Marty. Northwestern will be one of the teams to watch here down the stretch. This will be one of the teams that will vie for the conference championship, I'm sure. Here comes the next pitch by Pansloff. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and one strike now for Mike Tomlin. Hastings down by a run. The Broncos have been out hit here in this game 9-2. Here comes the next one. The ball is going to be hit toward left field. Going over is going to be in foul territory, but giving chase is Nico Milanis, and he can't get there. So a long foul ball there by Mike Tomlin. Earlier today in the GPAC, it was Briarcliff beating Concordia 4-3. Doan over Dort in eight innings, 6-4 in the first half of two. Dakota Wesleyan over Nebraska Wesleyan, the score 7-5. They're all playing doubleheaders today. One of the game, no report in. The other is Morningside and Midland. Hastings College softball dropping two games today to Dort at the Smith Softball Complex, losing by scores of 1-0 and 2-0. One ball and two strikes here to Mike Tomlin. Hastings with one man out in the bottom half of the seventh inning. And here comes the next pitch by Pansloff. That's going to be fouled back over the screen out of play. So the count remains at 1-2. Hastings with a doubleheader on Thursday against Midland. We'll have the twin bill for you here on 1230 KHAS. 4:15 for the pregame show. 4:30 for the first pitch. Hastings on the road on Friday playing at Nebraska Wesleyan. Here comes the 1-2 pitch now from Eddie Pansloff. That ball swung on, hit towards center. England backs up. It's going to be over his head. Around the bag at first on his way to second base. It's going to be Tomlin. The ball rolls to the wall. Tomlin is on his way to third base. Bobby's going to bring him home. Nope, he's going to hold up right there at third. A hard hit shot there by Mike Tomlin over the head of the center fielder, Steve England. That rolls to the wall at 405 feet away. And the Broncos have the tying run now at third base in the form of Mike Tomlin with one man out. Jim Bovey down there in the third base coaching box. He had notions to maybe let Mike Tomlin try for an inside-the-park home run, but the stop sign comes up, and Tomlin is on the bag at third base. A hard-hit ball by Mike Tomlin in center field. And now John Rivera comes to the plate next for Hastings. One man out for Hastings here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Mike Tomlin with a triple to center field. And now John Rivera comes up there. A 3-2 ball game. Northwestern has got the lead. Pansloff from the stretch throws one to the plate. It's in there for a strike. Nothing at one to John Rivera. So Mike Tomlin gets a big base hit there for Hastings College. That's his second triple of the season. But it's going to be all for naught here unless Rivera or Nealon can get their They're batting the ball here. 3-2 is the score. Next pitch is going to be just outside. Just misses. And the count now to Rivera is going to be at 1-1. Rivera so far in this ball game is 0-2. He's flown out to right. He's flown out to left, and he has walked once. Here comes the next pitch way outside. And a nice grab there by Ty Bouchard behind the plate here for Northwestern. Reaches out and grabs that one. That was just a few inches away from maybe coming back to the screen. Tomlin was in his starting blocks down there at third base, looking to maybe come home. A triple by Tomlin, the third base hit for Hastings here in the ballgame. Here comes the next pitch by Pansloff. Swung on, hit toward first. Zollner grabs it. Here's the play to the plate. It gets by the catcher, Bouchard, and the run scores. Running down to second base on the play is going to be Rivera. Rivera's rounding the bag at second, makes a big turn down there. He'll stay put. So John Rivera is going to get aboard on a fielder's choice. The ball is hit right to Zollner at first base. Mike Tomlin was coming on the play. They throw it to the plate. That ball was nowhere close to Ty Bouchard, the catcher. So an error is going to be chalked up here on the throw by Northwestern's first baseman, Mike Zollner. We are tied up now with 3 runs apiece. And now Hastings has the winning run at second base in the form of John Rivera. Coming up there next for the Broncos is going to be Daniel Nealon. We're going to have a conference on the mound. First of all is Brian Wade, the head coach for Northwestern, comes out. Has a couple of words with his infield. Mike Zollner. The ball is hit right to Zollner at first base. In fact, he was playing in on the ball. Picked it up on one hop. It should have been an easy out at home plate there, but the throw was wide of the target, nowhere close to Ty Bouchard, the catcher. Mike Tomlin comes in and taps the plate for the third run of the ball game, and John Rivera ends up at second base for Hastings. So the winning run for the Broncos is now in second with only one man out here in the seventh inning. Daniel Nealon at the plate here for Hastings. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike now on Nealon. So far in this ball game, Nealon has struck out once. He has reached on an error, and he has laid down a sacrifice. One man out for the Broncos here in the seventh, trying to steal one from the Northwestern Red Raiders here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Pansloff working for the stretch. Here comes the ball. It's going to be hit to the left side, picked up there by Grosskreutz. He bobbles the ball at shortstop, and everybody's going to be safe. Rivera stays at second base in the play. Daniel Nealon gets aboard here. That's another error chalked up on Northwestern. So two errors here in the inning. They've now got 3 for the ball game, and now Jake Steets comes to the plate next. Boy, a base hit here to the outfield. It makes things a little interesting here for Hastings College. Hastings has got runner is at first and second base here now. And coming to the plate is going to be Jake Steets. Steets has flown out once. He's got a single, an RBI single. He also has grounded out. Here comes a pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. Hastings has got Ben Reimer now at second base, running for John Rivera. So Ben Reimer is out there. Reimer with a little bit more speed than John Rivera. So Ben Reimer is now at second base. He represents the winning run. Here's the next pitch. Hit on the ground toward third. Foul territory. So Jake Steets now looking at no balls and 2 strikes. Connor Thomas, the right fielder, is due up next. Jake Steets trying to win the ball game here for Hastings College. No balls and 2 strikes to him here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. We are tied up at 3 runs apiece. Hastings with runners on first and second. Next pitch is inside, and it hits him. The home plate umpire, Craig Roop, says it hit him on the hand. So that moves the runner just 90 feet away from winning this baby. Steets heads down to first base, being hit by a pitch. And now the head coach, Brian Wade, comes out and has a couple of words with the home plate umpire and Craig Roop. Runners are on at first, second, and third now for Hastings. The runners at second and first really don't make any difference. Connor Thomas is going to come out for Hastings, the right fielder. He will bat next. Thomas 0 for 3 so far here in this ballgame. Struck out once, struck out twice, and he is grounded out. So now the conversation continues here between Wade, the head coach for Northwestern, and the home plate umpire, and Craig Roop. Conference is now over. Roop is now going to brush off the plate, and we'll get set to go here. So Hastings with a winning run down here at third base. Hastings had a 2-0 lead. Northwestern came back to grab a 3-2 advantage. Hastings has plated a run here in the seventh to make it 3-3. Bases are loaded now with only one man out here in the inning, and Connor Thomas is due up there next. Gabe Salas would follow him. You got to stay out of the double play ball right here. Connor Thomas waiting on the pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. Outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Hastings lost the first ball game here today by a score of 10-2. One ball and no strikes here to Connor Thomas. Eddie Pansloff is the guy on the mound here for Northwestern. Here's the next pitch. That's going to be outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes on Connor Thomas. Thomas with a batting average of .255 in the season. He has struck out 15 times this year. He has walked 7. Ahead on the count here at 2 balls and no strikes. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. It's 3-0. No place to put Connor Thomas. Winning run is at third base. Dollars to donuts here that Connor Thomas will be taking all the way on this one. In fact, probably 2 pitches. Here comes the 3-0 pitch. It's in there for a strike right down Broadway. Now 3-1. Jim Bovey goes through the signs again in the third base coaching box. Chances are he'll be watching the next one go by as well. 3-1 to count. Bases are loaded in a 3-3 ball game. Eddie Pansloff. Here comes the pitch to the plate. Outside for a ball. They walk in the winning run. Ben Reimer comes and taps the plate, and Hastings wins. Unbelievable. Hastings comes up with a run, 2 runs here in the seventh inning of play. Connor Thomas gets a walk to drive home the winning run here in the seventh inning as Reimer comes in and taps the plate, and Hastings College comes back to win the ball game here in the seventh inning of play. Hastings wins by the score of 4-3. Great ball game here in game number 2. Of our doubleheader here this afternoon at Duncan Field. Hastings comes up with 2 runs in the seventh inning and only 1 base hit. 2 errors on Northwestern and 3 men left on base. Hastings scores the winning run as Connor Thomas draws a bases-loaded walk here in the seventh inning to bring home Ben Reimer. And Hastings salvages a big split here with the Red Raiders of Northwestern. The Broncos win by the score of 4-3. We'll come back and recap this one for you right after this.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
So the Broncos manage a split here with the Northwestern Red Raiders losing the first ball game by a score of 10-2, scoring 2 runs here in the seventh inning of play and pulling out a 4-3 win over the Red Raiders in game number 2 here this afternoon. Mack Land is going to be the winning pitcher for Hastings College. Didn't look good for a while, but Mack Land picks up the win. He's now 2-1 on the season. John LeMaster got things started for Hastings today. He went the first four innings, had one strikeout, five base hits, two walks, gave up a run. Mack Land came on and finished things off. He'll get the win today. Taylor Morris was the starting pitcher for Northwestern. He went five innings today, had five strikeouts, six walks, gave up two hits and two runs. And then Eddie Pansloff, who retired the Broncos in order in the sixth inning of play, looked like he had some good stuff out there, came on in the seventh inning. He got to the first out. Ducker Brown lined out to the second baseman, then gave up a triple to center field by Mike Tomlin. John Rivera then reached on a fielder's choice. Daniel Nealon reaches on an error. Jeff Steets was hit by a pitch. Bases were loaded. Connor Thomas draws a bases-loaded walk. Drives home the winning run. Ben Reimer running for John Rivera down there at the third base, taps the plate, and Hastings wins the ball game by the score of 4-3. So the Broncos are now 10-20 on the season, and Hastings will improve to 3 wins and 1 loss in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Meanwhile, Northwestern drops to 15 wins and 13 losses on the season. Northwestern drops to 1-3 in conference play. So I'm sure Northwestern very discouraged. They dropped two games to Doan yesterday, and then they had this one in the bag all the way until the final pitch in that seventh inning. Had this one in the bag, and they dropped one 4-3 to Hastings. So the Broncos getting off to a good start in the conference, 3-1. They'll take that as they get ready for Midland University coming up on Thursday, right back here at Duncan Field, 4:30 for the first pitch, 4:15 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. So Hastings scores 2 runs in the third inning. Northwestern comes back, scores a run in the fourth, a run in the fifth, and a run in the sixth to grab a 3-2 advantage. Hastings getting 2 runs in the seventh inning to pull out the victory. The Broncos win by a score of 4-3. Stick around. The player of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned for our postgame show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m. KHAS Radio.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or visit them online at hastingstribune.com.
So Hastings College wins the nightcap 4-3 here over the Northwestern Red Raiders, pulling out a couple of runs in the seventh inning of play to win it. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Hastings with only 3 base hits. In that second ball game, Mack Lamb, he had a single in the fourth inning of play. Of course, Mike Tomlin had a triple in the seventh inning of play. Daniel Nealon, also Jake Steets had a single in inning number three for Hastings there in that second ball game. Hastings had 6 base hits in game number one, as John Rivera had a couple of doubles in the ball game. Jake Steets had a couple of more hits in that contest. He had a double and a single. Also, John LeMaster getting a single in that first ball game. We'll come back and name our player of the game and talk with him as we continue with Bronco Baseball on 1230 KHIS.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Back here at Duncan, Hastings College wins the second ball game on a score of 4-3. Our player of the game today is going to be Mike Tomlin, a senior out of Grand Island, as he comes up with a big hit there in the seventh inning of play, a triple to spark that seventh inning rally. And thanks for joining us on the post game. Congratulations on the win. You guys got to feel real good coming back and grabbing the win there in the seventh inning.
Yeah, our goal every weekend is to go 3-1 or even win four games. So to win three out of this weekend, we're very, very happy about that.
It all started in the seventh inning. You were the second guy that came to the plate. You got a triple to center field and a 1-2 count, and you drill it to a center field. Just talk about your hit there.
He was throwing me away with a two-seam that kept getting away with me, I fouled it off a few times, and finally he just left it a little in the middle of the plate, so I just drove it the opposite way and luckily got a triple out of it.
You took off, and you didn't stop, ended up at third base. Then talk about sitting there at third as you guys tried to rally back. You had some strange things happening out there and finally got the tying run to come across. And then talk about at the end of the inning to get the winning run across there.
Yeah, we Connor Thomas was at the plate. It was a 3-0 count, and we basically just told him to watch three go by. Just let him pitch to you, make him pitch to you, and finally he walked him for the winning run. So that was great. Great at bat by Connor.
That guy that came on late, the Pansloff guy, he had kind of a different motion. Was that kind of a tough motion?
Yeah, I think it was harder on righties than it was lefties, because on a righty it was kind of coming behind him, kind of weird angle. But for me, it was a little easier to see, a little easier to pick up.
So Hastings College gets the win 4-3 over Northwestern. First ball game today. Didn't have it on our cards there in that first one. They took it to us.
We kind of fell apart a little bit, but the best part of the weekend was how we responded the second game and took that 2-2 tie and made it a winning game.
You guys had a 2-0 lead in that second ball game as well, and finally fell behind 3-2, but you had a lot of heart and stayed in the ball game and finally found a way to win there in the seventh. What was the reaction down in the dugout? Did you guys have a chance there in the bottom of the seventh, you feel?
Yeah, we just kept telling everybody to toughen up and get it done here, and luckily we did it.
So you got out of the weekend with three wins and one loss. That's a great start in the conference, and now I guess we sit there and we worry about Thursday night with a couple of more home games before you guys go on the road for a while.
Yeah, our Coach Bovey just talked about in the huddle, we should try to get three or four more next weekend. The best thing about last year, the way we won the league, is we went into every weekend and went about 3-1 every time, and that kept us there throughout the whole conference season. So if we can continue to do that, then I think we'll be right there at the end of the season.
After a so-so non-conference season, you guys battled back this weekend and played pretty well, didn't you?
Yeah, I think all the good teams that we played in the non-conference season definitely helped us to where we're at now. Not the teams in our conference aren't as good as the non-conference schedule that we played, but it's definitely helping us out right now.
Is it a team that can make some noise here this year, you feel?
I hope so. That's our goal. All of our seniors want to get back to Lubbock for that national tournament again.
All right, my man, good hit today.
Thank
Congratulations
you.
On the outing, and we'll see you again next Thursday.
I appreciate it.
All right, that's the player of the game for Hastings today, Mike Tomlin, as he comes up with a big triple in the seventh inning of play that kind of sparked the rally for Hastings College, as they come up with a couple of runs, come from behind to beat Northwestern here in this one by the score of 4-3. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the player of the game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, just call 402-462-2131 or visit them online at hastingstribune.com. The Coach's Postgame Show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
All better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website. website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
The Coach's Post Game Show is brought to you by Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, your Lennox and Tempstar dealer. 314 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Call Tom Wissing at 402-463-6061.
Back here at Duncan Field, Hastings College with a split here this afternoon, losing the first ball game by a score of 10-2, and then coming back in the second one and beating Northwestern in the seventh inning. They win it by a score of 4-3, and Coach Jim Bovee joins us in the post game. And Coach, pretty good doubleheader here today. Not so much in the first game, but you guys battled back in game number two and got probably a much-needed and important victory today.
Well, yeah, and you know, 4 days ago, with the way the last five or six games had gone, I think if you said you're going to go 3-1 for the weekend, I think we all would have said that's a good start for us. And, you know, things got away from us a little bit in the first game when we went to the bullpen, and obviously we weren't necessarily going to our you know, we have kind of a set of guys we use in the lead and a set of guys we use when we're behind, and we want to get some of those guys some work. But I told our guys, really, the first game, the difference between last night and today was the opponent. The opponent was just better today in terms of making us pay for our mistakes and not making the mistakes that opened up doors for us. You know, and then the second game, I really thought it was going to be, you know, I was just hoping for something out of John. Hadn't thrown in 2 weeks, and, you know, just to see if he could keep us in there. And the problem is when you're scoring runs the way we are, you don't have much margin for error on the mound. So when we got that lead, I thought, well, I'm going to go to Mac and see if we can finish it out. And then that kind of blew up in our face too. But fortunately, you know, we got the big hit from Tomlin.
Yeah, you gave Mac a few more innings probably than he wanted today, didn't you?
Yeah, and, you know, his pitch count was down yesterday. You know, it's a better deal if he can go one or two. But, you know, you don't play again until Thursday in the league, and if he's the guy that you want out there, I feel like, well, let's roll the dice and go three with him. I think more of a problem than him going three was it's a tough deal when your pitcher, your relief pitcher, is out in the field, and he's got to be out in the field. I mean, he's a very good outfielder, and, you know, important part of our offense when he's hitting, and that makes it a tough deal of when you're going to get him warmed up. Is he going to be warmed up when you need him to? I'm not 100% certain he was really warmed up when we got him in there because he was running the bases. But, you know, we minimized some damage in those innings. Even when they got one run, they were in a position to get a couple more, and they didn't. And if you can stay within one, crazy things can happen, and that's what did.
Talking about the crazy things that did happen in that seventh inning, you guys come back and score two.
You know, Decker hit the ball right on the nose to start the inning, right at a guy, and you're thinking, oh, boy, here we go. And it's just not meant to be. And Mike fouls off some two-strike pitches and then hits a triple, but you still got to get him in. And I don't know if Mike told you, but right before Rivera's at bat, I told him we probably need to make the ground ball get through. And, you know, we got to put it on Rivera and Nealon. They're seniors. One of them's got to get a hit to score them. And then when Rivera hit it, I told him to go. And you know, their pitcher had thrown 100-and-some pitches yesterday, or their first baseman had pitched yesterday throwing 100-and-some. It's just kind of a roll of the dice. And I guess we figured that was our best chance to make something happen. And you know, it turned out gold for us.
Got it to a 3-3 ball game. And then they walked the bases loaded here in the seventh inning and drive home the winning run on a walk, kind of a different way to win a ball game, but you'll take it.
Well, it is, because I'm looking at your stat sheet here, and going into the weekend series, their closer had walked one guy in 11 innings. So you really don't expect that to happen. But you know, we teach our guys when the bases are loaded, when there's a runner in third, you try to drive in the run. When there's a base loaded, you see if they're going to let you walk in the run to begin with. And we had Connor taking, it worked out for us. And, of course, Steese got hit by a pitch right before that to load him up and put him on that pressure situation.
So you win the second ball game with only three base hits on the board, but you'll take it.
Well, we won two ball games this weekend with only three hits in each of the games. You know, I think the first one yesterday we only had three hits. So, you know, prior to that last inning, it was not very pretty, Mike, because I think at one point I'd counted we had left like 19 guys on base, most of them in scoring position. And after Rivera had driven in a run in the first inning of game one, I think we went 0 for our next 14 with runners in scoring position. So, you know, we got a long ways to go offensively. Or we're putting a big burden on our pitchers. You know, if we don't play a little better defensively and we don't start taking advantage of our opportunities, our pitchers are going to have to man up even more than they already have. And, I mean, they're capable of doing it, but that's a lot of load to put on their shoulders.
Are these the four guys we're going to see now come again next weekend?
For next weekend, we will. I mean, I don't see Any reason to change those four guys? I didn't think, you know, Colton had a shaky start to a couple of innings, but else I thought he threw well. John, you know, John is a tough guy when you like to go to the bullpen to coach just because he's in and out of trouble, and he can get a lot of 2-0, 3-1 outs, and your bullpen is up all day while he's out there pitching, but he doesn't give up a lot of hard-hit balls. You know, he throws a lot of good pitches. And, you know, if he gets in a groove and gets consistent, he can have as good a stuff as any of them we got. And, you know, of course, Kirby and Addison threw well enough yesterday. You didn't see – I mean, you saw Land a lot. You didn't see Pat Williamson a whole lot. He's been solid for us, so we like him out of the pen. So we think we got six pretty good options. And we're trying to give these younger guys a chance because I told them between games, this is how Wells and I have started, is throwing the games that we were down 8-2. And now they're in the weekend rotation, so it's getting you a chance to get out there.
So a 3-1 weekend to get ready for Midland coming up on Thursday. Just a great start, I guess, to the conference season. Like you said in the pregame show, you didn't start off that well last year at this point.
No, very good start, and we got another doubleheader at home that we hope we can take care of business. You know, it's March 31, and we are on the sixth of seven straight doubleheaders at home, and we haven't been below 70 degrees yet, which is, you know, that's not going to happen very often. So we want to take advantage of it while we can.
Okay, we'll see you Thursday.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Yep, Jim Bovee, head coach for Hastings College. Broncos going 3-1 on the weekend, knocking off a Dort a couple of times yesterday, getting a split here in this one, losing the first ball game by a score of 10-2 and coming back to win the second ball game by the score of 4-3. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
So the Broncos now sitting at 10-20 on the season. More importantly, they are 3-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will get ready for the Midland University Warriors to come in here on Thursday afternoon. 4:30 will be the first pitch, 4:15 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. Northwestern has a non-conference series with Waldorf College coming up on Tuesday, and it'll be a road series at Mount Barney coming up next Thursday for Northwestern. The Red Raiders now 15-13 in the season, 1-3 in the conference. Get you some scores here. Hastings again losing the first game 10-2 to Northwestern. Hastings coming back to winning the second ball game by a score of 4-3. It was Briarcliff today knocking off Concordia by a score of 4-3. Doan winners over Dort in the first half of the doubleheader in 8 innings, 6-4. Dakota Wesleyan beat Nebraska Wesleyan today 7-5 in the first game. Nebraska Wesleyan coming back to win the second ball game by a score of 14-7. In softball action today, Hastings College losing two games to Dort, scores of 1-0 and 2-0. Some other softball games for you in the conference. It was Nebraska Wesleyan over Briarcliff 8-3. Jamestown College beat Dakota Wesleyan in 5 innings, 8-0. Morningside over Bellevue 1-0. Briarcliff beat Nebraska Wesleyan 6-2, and Morningside over Dickinson State by a score of 3-2. That in softball today, all those games mostly in the Morningside Invitational today. In men's tennis, Hastings over Nebraska Wesleyan 7-2. Women's tennis today was Nebraska Wesleyan over Hastings by the score of 8-1. So that'll wrap things up from Duncan Field here this afternoon. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The Coach's Post Game Show has been brought to you by Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 314 West 2nd Street, your Lennox and Tempstar dealer. Call Tom Wissing at 402-463-6061. You've been listening to Hastings College Baseball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. Hastings College Baseball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.